We are doing it, you guys. It is a Friday night. Brooke and I have been drinking, still drinking. This is about to go down in podcast history.
This is, you guys know we love our like late night episodes, but this time we're adding in a fun little twist, a little some drinking. It's quarantine fun. Honestly, I think Danielle and I are losing it a little bit.
definitely a lot of it, like for sure.
But at this point, we just want to make it as fun as possible and like switch it up for you guys. I feel like all of our episodes are very like one way, which is so fun. I freaking love our podcast. It's great.
Yeah, like productive coffee.
I'm laughing because that is the brand. It's like pink motivational quotes. Like, like you
don't text.
You got this, sis. Like a little.
If you're down, I am too. It's important to feel those feelings.
It is. No, and I love it. I do love it. You know, it's a little cheesy sometimes, but we love it because that's like Ooh. Our vibe. But we wanted to maybe introduce in some, not even like, I don't even want to call it more mature content, more real content. Is that what we want to call it?
Yeah. And more mature.
Okay.
Let's be real. This isn't even rated R. This is like, I guess it is.
It's rated R. It's definitely off brand for us, I would say. So we're going to talk about some topics that we've never talked about before. We asked you guys in the Facebook group to what you want to hear that we normally don't talk about.
Yeah, this stemmed a little bit from a couple nights ago. Mm-hmm. I went on Instagram Live and I don't know what was in my tea I was drinking that night,
yeah, but
I was
just off. Talking.
I went off and people were like, this is so awesome. It was funny. It was like 1,200 people were watching the live. And then I started saying all the stuff that I've literally never said on the internet before. All of a sudden, it's like someone told everyone to come on. It went to 2,000.
Wow.
Like that. And I had already been on for like an hour. So it wasn't like, it was just weird. Anyways, everyone's like, you and Brooke should like do an episode where you really talk about like, you know, juicy stuff like college hookups and just random stuff like that. I don't know why that was my example.
No, but I know what you mean. So it's like boys, it's, you know, and also I think it's really important to keep in mind our ages here because I know our audience, I know some of you guys listening right now, like you might be 14. Keep in mind.
You might
be. Like we see our demographics, like, but keep in mind, Danielle's 21. Today, when this episode's going up, it's my birthday.
Oh my God.
And I just turned,
yes, guys.
I'm 23 now. Like I hit that point today, Danielle, when I was like, I was on Instagram Live then. I was like, wow, I should really, like, I'm a true adult. Like, I'm in adult life now. So, you know, I think it's cool. And I've always been real and stuff. But at the same time, I think that is a part. While, like, all of those pink and coffee and productivity, like, that's a part of the Gals on the Go brand. Like, this stuff is, too. Just as much, you know?
Definitely. It's, and, like, I mean, yeah, that's a good way to put it. Cause like we really are really into all that and being productive and stuff. And that is like our brand, but there is like a little bit more fun to it that we get nervous to talk about. But we feel more comfortable talking about the podcast.
Definitely.
And Brooke has always done a great job of being real. And it's definitely inspired me to, not that I'm ever not being real, but it's more of just like a not talking about certain things. And for a while I didn't want to because, well, obvious reasons. And now I'm 21. So let's chat.
Well, also you're better about being like, I will say I'm just a more impulsive person. Like I'm like, I'm going to put this out today. But then honestly, have I said something and then I regret it entirely? Like I've posted stuff where I'm like, oh my gosh, Brooke, you idiot. Where I feel like you're more logical about it. You know what I mean? Which is fine. But like, we're just different like
it's
that.
Fine. It's fine. It's fine. I'm fine. Yeah. So we came up with a ton of topics that you guys asked us to talk about, things that, you know, we've always wanted to talk about. But so that's why we have a little liquid courage with us. We thought this would be fun. So if you're listening, grab a glass of wine, grab a Bud Light seltzer. Let's say what we're drinking.
Okay.
So you start off.
Okay. I'm drinking right now a lemon lime Bud Light seltzer, but I have a strawberry on deck. So I'm just drinking Bud Light seltzers right now.
Incredible.
What are you drinking?
Well, I mean, I feel like you have to say everything you drink. What is your favorite before you
and then
walk
I had,
your room?
Before this, I had another seltzer. And then, wow, I just sound like I'm like drinking a lot. I had one seltzer before this and two shots of Fireball. I told my mom, I was like, Mom, I might need a shot. Before I know it, she's break out the bottle of Fireball and pour me shots.
Love it, Dina.
I know. She's really I told her that I was doing this episode, obviously. And so she was encouraging. But I feel like Fireball is like a good, not a good, but like a better option. Like I wasn't going to take like a shot of straight Tito's right now, but I feel like a Fireball was
the
like
thought.
Yeah.
If I had Fireball right now, I probably would have, because it like goes through you like right away. You just like feel it.
Oh, you feel it. You feel the burn. And honestly, I still do need like a little chaser, but at the same time, I'm not like poisoned. I'm not like, oh my God, I'm sick to my stomach. Like my mom was like, be careful, don't mix anything else, like, because you know when you start mixing a lot of alcohols, how your stomach gets a little funky, but you know,
we'll be fine. Definitely.
And what are you drinking, Danielle?
Oh, good. I have been drinking Prosecco. I've got another bottle on deck, and I'll pop it in this episode. Hey. It's a little ASMR.
We love that.
But yeah, back to Brooke's birthday. As you guys are listening to this, Wednesday, April 15th,
hey,
is Brooke's 23rd birthday. So happy birthday to Brooke. Send her so much love. Since
you're the best.
We can't be out on the town right now, but it's okay.
It's like, honestly, I didn't have any plans for my birthday before this. I'm not going to say like I wouldn't be doing anything, but a Wednesday birthday is a weird one, especially post-college.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you do on a Wednesday?
I don't know, but you're going to make, we're going to make it lit. We're going to do a Zoom call, all the things. It's going to be great.
Zoom. Yeah, I love how you could change the backgrounds on Zoom. I'm kind of addicted to that.
So
it's
fun.
So fun. I was on a call with my friends from college the other day. I made it like our grad pick, and I was like, look, guys, I'm with them.
You're so nerdy. Oh my God, that's incredible. That's so good. Well, so before we get into the rest of this crazy episode, we do have a little housekeeping.
Sweep. My humor is so stupid. I'm sorry.
Sweep. That was incredible.
Okay, well, we're tidying up. You know, you sweep, then you vacuum, then you make the bed. Laundry.
Andre.
So we have new merch, you guys. We're always working on new merch for you, but this is like a really exciting drop, I will say. So we have two new items. You know, you're cozied up in your home. You're cozy in your home.
Cozy. Actually three.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, I forgot. Oh, the main event. Yeah.
It's more of a side piece, but I think you're forgetting, but maybe not.
Oh, a side piece. No, I know what it is.
Well, no. Tea.
Okay, so we have two hoodies options for you guys. Our first, Danielle's been waiting for the cropped hoodie. I know you have been.
I have. I love a good cropped hoodie, and this one is so cute, guys. It's light pink.
Light pink, but with white don't text, so it's very subtle. At first, we're going to do like a different color pairing, and honestly, this one is just so, it's so minimal.
It's spring.
Spring. Like a
spring.
It's a good like Easter hoodie.
Says the Jewish girl.
Yeah, literally. But tell me it doesn't bring you like feelings of like an Easter egg. Like it kind of does.
It's a great Easter hoodie. So you won't get it in time, but think of Easter.
Yeah.
When you wear it.
No, it's very spring, very cute with like leggings. Good for, honestly, why does everyone who make TikToks, who like everyone in TikToks wears cropped hoodies? That's like the thing. So if you want to make cool TikToks, get the cropped hoodie, I guess.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a thing to wear your don't text hoodies while you TikTok. But yeah, it's really, really cute. And it's like a nice light material. So it's perfect transition from like winter to spring. And we thought, you know, you guys are all lounging around right now at home in quarantine, lockdown. These are perfect.
And the next hoodie is, Danielle, take it away.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, we all know Brooke's been bleaching and baking and tie-dyeing. So we had to do a tie-dye hoodie, you guys. I don't know how we found these, but they are incredible. They're pink tie-dye hoodies.
And they are like the perfect tie-dye pattern. I know when I say tie-dye, like that means a lot of different things. You could see the full image of it on shop.podcast1.com/gals or on our social media. At Danielle Carolyn, at Brooke Mitchell, if you don't follow, you must live under a rock. I mean, simply
must.
No, seriously, these are so cute. They're just plush. I will say, is that how you would describe them? Like, I feel like you wear it and it feels like a good like soft.
Yeah, they're thick with two C's.
Yeah. That's
sweep.
Like that's what it feels. This is more like your denser hoodie. I would say it's still not like overly. I've had hoodies in the past where they're stiff because they're so thick, and this one is definitely not that way. I would say it's still like...
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Because they're like they're like crispy. I don't know how else to describe it. You feel like the Tin Man. Like,
oh my God, you're going off right now. Yeah, it's kind of like a... It feels kind of like a champion hoodie-ish.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like, it's different if you have the black don't text or the white don't text or the nude don't text. It's not that material. It's completely different.
Yeah, and I would say like it runs, you know, true to size. So like where
we didn't even say what's on it.
Oh my gosh. Wow. We're dumb. Okay, well, we wanted to switch things up, you guys, because we love don't text. But if you wanted to switch it up from don't text, this is the coolest pattern.
Brooke is getting the fireball. On the back, in the Kanye font, whatever it's called, like the gothic font.
Is that what it's called?
It says Gals on the Go. I don't really know.
It's like something.
It's like Pablo. I don't know. We're very
Life of Pablo.
Life of Pablo. I don't know. On the back, it says Gals on the Go, Gals on the Go, Gals on the Go, Gals on the Go. I don't know. A ton of times. Emma designed it. It's so dope. It just looks so good. So that's an awesome hoodie. And all my friends already want it. I like posted a picture on my Snapchat and everyone's like, ah!
I know. I also got a lot of replies. I'm feeling really popular. Yeah. And we did a limited run limited run of both of those, just so you know. So like, I don't know. I feel like it's always like after the episode goes up, they kind of sell out. So get your hands on it quick.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially the tie-dye one. We wanted to even get more of the tie-dye, but tie-dye is really popular right now. And literally we got as many as this factory had.
Yeah. We sold out.
Like straight up, we bought as many as we could, but that was it. So definitely get your hands on these. I'm going to be wearing it literally every day. I guess for sizing, we could talk about what sizes that we decided to get. We both got double XL, correct?
Yes. I typically wear... In sweatshirts, I would say a medium would be pretty tight on me. I typically wear a size large, so that's my normal size. So when I want it to be ultra oversized for my body, I get a double XL. Please keep in mind that is my measurement for my body. I'm 5'7". I don't need to say my weight or anything, but like you guys know my body if you follow me and stuff.
You know my body.
No, but seriously, I think everyone needs to keep that in mind. You know, when Danielle and I share our size references, that's for us. And we're just we're trying to help you out. We're not trying to say that's the normal size to get. That's what you should be getting. Like we carry the range of sizes we do because we know that it's not one size fits all. So keep that in mind.
Correct. We just do it for reference so that when you guys see us post photos, you know what size we're wearing based off of like our body type, whatever. But it's obviously based on your preference. Heck, get whatever size you want.
Yeah.
Crop it. Make it fun. True. Like get a size small, crop it. Get a large and wear it. Get a large and crop it.
Everyone's like, sizing preferences are different too. Like if you want it a little bit more roomy or if you want it tighter, you know, like people have different preferences.
100%. Yeah. So we're like very obsessed with that and it's so cute and we cannot wait to see you guys get them and take photos. I think they're ship really fast too because the ones that we have like a certain amount of items for, that usually ships faster.
It does. I noticed that as well. Good point, Danielle. And also, we didn't even mention the flag. We do have...
Oh, the flag. Yes.
So that's just another fun episode. I was about to say fun item we have on the site is the Don't Text flag. It is really cute if you want to... I think it's cute for like little like college dorm rooms and stuff like that.
So cute. Like if you're shopping for your freshman year dorm, like get out.
Very subtle,
so
though.
Cute.
It's not like... It's like I listen color. To Gals on the Go. It's just a nude flag and it says don't text on it. I just think it's fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so cute. It's gonna be perfect for your dorm room, for your room, whatever. So we're really excited about those items. Literally shop.podcast1.com/gals. I'm kind of tipsy right now. I can't lie. So
we're struggling. I know. We're like, we have to get to business. Hold on.
There might be one more item on there as a surprise, but we're not sure yet. So just go check out the website.
Yeah, we are in the works. We are trying to like release things as they're ready and as they're like in our warehouse, if that's what you want to call it. But yeah, and no pressure. Obviously, we know like a lot is going on in the world right now, but we know that a lot of you guys are lounging at home and like purchasing loungewear. So if you want to purchase it, like go for it. It's not like we're saying you have to or whatever. Like you guys know, no pressure.
Yeah, I was about to say, literally, we thought about not releasing merch at first because it's a crazy time, but so many people have DM'd us like, when's the next merch drop? It's the only thing getting me through. Like whatever. Everyone's just saying how they want to wear comfy stuff right now. Yep. And this is like the perfect time. So we're just listening to y'all. But if you don't want to buy it, don't buy it. It's as easy as that. We're just providing for you guys and just trying to keep this time as positive as possible. So
I feel the same.
Yeah.
I feel the same way. That was a good way of saying it, Danielle. Great job.
Thank you. Yeah, you too. So before we get into this episode, I just want to say fam, dad in particular.
Oh my God.
Let's just hop off now.
Let's just
Brooke,
hop off.
My
parents are busy people these days. I don't think they listen, but I know my grandma texted me. She listens to the pod. So grandma, maybe this isn't the episode for you. Or like, you know, there's always like family, friends and stuff. So if you feel close to me on a personal level, maybe this isn't the episode to listen.
Yeah.
I already know. I have a sense. I didn't even tell you this, Danielle. I know that after I share a particular story in this podcast, I'm going to receive some texts. I know I will. I know I will.
Oh my God.
I have a sense. Like I just have like an inkling. you know?
I'm really excited. I guess I should say maybe Ryan. I don't know if this one's for you. He doesn't listen, but any of Ryan's friends, let's just hop off. Let's just not. No, it's nothing bad. It's just...
No, it's just it's fun. It's all well and fun, and we're trying to be more real. I think that's another thing about mm-hmm. that I kind of like realized again today. I've re-realized it with a part of sharing our life on the internet and stuff is that you might have people in your life along the way that don't agree with what you're sharing or whatever, and it's just kind mm-hmm. of it's kind of just things that you got to push through, or people that might be like, oh, you're oversharing, or I don't want to be a part of that. And that's something I've learned to accept along the way. And
that's true.
I get it though, like it's a journey, and it's a process. And Danielle, you're 2 years younger than me, like we're at different points of our quote like journey right. with understanding that, and that's cool.
Yeah, no, that's very well said. So it happened a little bit sooner, but it is time for me to pop my bottle.
Hey! I'll take a sip at the same time.
Okay.
You're popping okay, this. Ready? I get nervous popping one. Prosecco bottles because I feel like...
I've gotten pretty good.
Oh, okay. Let's see.
All right, ready? One, two, three.
Oh! Wait, you did that so calm. I feel like whenever I do it, I like, oh, it's pouring. Oh, it's pouring.
It is bubbling. Just a little bit. But yeah, you just have to do it at an angle. Okay, here I am pouring.
Oh, is that the secret? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, fun. All right, well, I have my...
Love that.
BLS. Bud Light Seltzer.
Take a sip.
Ready?
Cheers. Clink, clink.
Ooh, delicious.
Yum, yum.
Refreshing. Okay, so we wanted to start off this episode with a fun game.
This was we're playing a game. I've been wanting to play this for weeks.
This is Danielle's idea.
So we are going to start off this episode by playing a little game called Truth or Drink. I don't know if I'm ready for this. I don't know if you're ready for this. I don't know if either of us are ready for this.
I don't know how far Danielle took the questions because I posted on my Instagram story for questions and you guys went radical. Like, it was like, we've never talked
to... I want to see them after.
Yeah, it was extreme. And I was like, all right, this is like a little bit too far. Like like might be exposing ourselves to the law. Like, it was like...
To the law.
No, but actually, I was like, come on, guys. Like, that's a little... Like, for people who haven't shared too much, come on.
I'm going to regret this episode too much.
No.
But that's okay.
No. But you know what I mean? So I want to see, like, what gauge you took with the questions, and I'll kind of go from there. Okay?
Okay. I mean, so basically, if you guys don't know, it's like truth or dare, but it's truth or drink. So I'm going to ask... Basically, I came up with 5 questions, and Brooke came up with 5 questions.
Okay.
And we are going to ask each other, and I'm going to ask her, and she can decide to either answer the question or drink.
Okay.
And... by her drinking, that could either mean
I'm guilty,
or it could mean known. It could mean guilty. It could be I don't feel comfortable.
It could be
whatever. Okay. So take it for what you will. But yeah, I'm nervous. And I guess when you take a drink, you have to tell the audience that you're drinking because I don't know if they'll be able to hear your sip.
Sure. Sounds good.
I'm getting really nervous. So who's going first? What are we doing?
We are... gonna have you go first, so you ask me first. I mean, like, okay, that's what we'll do.
Okay, so you can gauge. Okay well, this is like my most simple one. This is a chill one. Not all mine are like this.
Okay,
this
is like okay chill. okay
so don't gauge it off.
Okay
What was the last thing you cried over?
Oh my god, this is so deep. Okay, I
oh shoot.
No. I guess I mean I would say like I feel like we cried over the same thing probably because I've been watching your vlogs, obviously. I think it was like frustration over this whole situation and like,
yeah,
like antsiness, I feel like, to get
that.
Like,
fair.
I kind of just had like a mini breakdown where I was like, holy crap, like I need to get back to Boston for various reasons or whatever. And I know everybody feels that way in their own regard.
Yeah.
So, like, we've talked about that many times. Why? Is that the last thing you cried over?
Definitely.
Yeah.
I didn't think it would be anything different, but I thought it was a good like start.
No,
off,
that is know. a good start off. Yours is
sorry,
the same.
A little sad.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, mine's definitely just like, oh my god, like I just like need to like go back to school.
I totally feel that. Okay. Mine's kind of like starting off simple too. So but mine are all kind
okay.
of like this simple.
That's easy.
Okay. What is the last thing you Googled on your phone? Ooh.
Ooh, okay, well, right now it's Shopped Up Podcast 1.
Yeah.
That's not juicy enough. How do I look at How do I do that?
I guess you could just hit the back button, or you could.
Oh, I'll just do that. I'll just do that. Wait, where'd it go? Okay, let me go back. Can you screen record a Zoom without someone knowing?
Were you trying to do that?
That sounds so much creepier than it is. So my brother like had a, well, as you guys are listening to this, my brother had a team meeting with his soccer team. He's officially on the Furman soccer team.
Yay!
You knew that. Oh my gosh. I know. We're so excited. He's a D1 athlete. Both of our brothers.
Yay!
Now.
Yeah.
But he already knew, but then they didn't want to tell anyone until they told the team. And my dad was like, you should screen record it of them telling. And I don't want them to know. Anyways, that was that. So
did he end up recording it?
No. He was like, no, I'm too cool. Okay. This one is definitely going from 1 to 10.
Okay. 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 Okay.
And if you don't feel comfortable answering it, you can.
Okay.
Drink.
Okay.
Don't kill me. Okay. Where?
No, I'm nervous. Stop.
Where's your weirdest hookup location?
Location?
Or if there was one. Like, not a room, I guess.
Not a room.
Like, anywhere, like, other, like, a car could be one. Like, I don't know.
I don't have any, like, crazy, like, car stories or anything. I mean, like, what? Like, the floor? Like, I don't freaking know. Like,
the floor,
like my freaking hard living room floor, like literally, like
is that real?
Yeah, I swear.
The hard living room.
I don't even know how that happened. Like,
why in the living room? That
no, in my apartment, not in my house, in my apartment.
Okay.
Like,
oh, like Boston?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking with Mariah and Matt.
No, what? No, in college it was never, no, and I've never had anything weird though, because I've never been like, I don't know. I've never like traveled with a significant other or anything like that. So it's never been like, oh, like we were, it was so crazy, like Mile High Club or anything. Like people have like these wild stories. The floor. Is that that?
No, yeah,
in my own
sure.
living room floor, I feel like it's kind of not that weird, but in my opinion it is kind of weird, because I feel like of all the places it's like, I don't know, it's weird.
Yeah. Okay. No, I feel that.
Danielle, mine are not that rated R. I wasn't sure how far you were gonna go with.
Oh shit. You're so kind.
I am. Okay. All right, can you, here's this one. You have to read your last text to Ryan, like read the last like text in the thread. I was gonna say to a boy in general, but like that's so cheesy. I feel like it will say a lot about the relationship here. Can you say it, or you have to drink?
Yeah, we don't say weird things.
Okay.
I said yay with a red heart.
Oh, you're so lame. You didn't say that.
I know, it's not like, oh, like let me see if I could find one recently that I feel like I need to give something better to you guys.
That's okay.
Last night, I'm going to sleep. Night, love ya.
Danielle, you guys are so wait, but you guys don't text all day though, so like.
We've been better about it. Okay, no, but it's more of like, yeah, we're big FaceTimers at night. Yeah, I don't. Sorry, lame.
Lame. All right.
Lame.
No, that'll do. Oh my gosh, I just didn't.
Oh god, mine is so bad then. You should go to the Instagram.
Okay,
I will. Because my next one, you're going to get pissed at me.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, I might drink then. Let's hear it.
Well, not pissed, just yeah, like the fact that
yeah.
The difference. But have you ever woken up next to someone and you were like, what?
I mean, Danielle, obviously I'm gonna drink. Like, oh my god.
Drink? I'm sorry. I thought we'd at least go to this level.
I don't have like a story to tell over it though. I feel like I'm not like that wild though. I feel like people, I'm gonna drink to these ones and people are gonna be like, whoa, she's out of control.
But like, it's just, you don't wanna answer. Yeah.
Like, I swear it's not that wild. Okay. I mean, these ones are like so generic though. Like, what's the craziest thing you've ever done? Like, crazy could be categorized in so many different ways. Do you have like a crazy, have you ever like snuck in somewhere, anything like?
Yeah, I'll say it now.
Oh, wait, what?
Well, I don't want to say who I was.
Okay.
But people could probably assume it was in New York City. It was last year, the year before, I was with Kevin Jerniak.
Oh my god, he always gets us into trouble.
It was me, Kevin, Sarah, Justin Escalona, like a ton of random people. And we snuck up to the Catch New York rooftop. Ooh. And there was like a party up there. And I was not supposed to be up there because it was a club, but I somehow got in there. Yeah,
you're simply 19.
Yeah, or no, I was, yeah, I don't know how old it, maybe I was 20. No, but no one, like, it wasn't like someone ID'd me. We just walked up. We didn't know what it was. And then it was like definitely like a private party or something because like 2 Chainz just popped out of nowhere. It was just wild. I don't know. It's the first thing I could think of. But it was kind of crazy, I guess. I don't know. There's probably other things. I just can't think of it right
that's
now.
No, that's not bad at all. That's not bad at all. Okay. That's not. Okay.
My next one for you. Most embarrassing thing you've done drunk.
Oh, my gosh. You guys, so many embarrassing things. It's not like
or something.
It's not like one particular thing that I'm like, wow, mm-hmm. I'm so embarrassed. I mean, breaking my wrist was like pretty embarrassing, I think. Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. And I like denied that I did it when I was drunk. I was definitely drinking. That was a year ago.
Like around now.
Yeah, it was around now. I mean, that's not like crazy embarrassing, but it also was though, because in the moment, like I was standing there with my wristband backwards and I was like, hey guys, like I think my wrist is broken. Everyone else was like pretty lit, like, nah, Brooke, you're fine. And I was like, no guys, like it really hurts.
Yeah, no, that sucks.
But I feel like I've done, that's like stupid embarrassing. I feel like I've done more genuine embarrassing things that I've woken up and been like, whoa. But I'm trying to think what.
I know.
Never like hurtful or like deceitful to a person though. Like I'm not one of those people. I'm honestly not like
maybe something you've said or whatever. It happens to me.
Yeah, we talk about moral hangovers and like big overshares. I like go up to people and I'll be like, oh my god, this person ruined my life, and then people like were probably like, Brooke's a freaking nut. Like it's fine. It's fine. All right. I don't have like good ones, Danielle. These are not like juicy enough. It's okay. It's okay. We already talked about embarrassing first date stories on the video.
Yeah, I've already
the video.
Or just come up with one if it's not funny enough.
Hold on. Give me a sec. I need to look. Hold on.
Okay, I'll talk while Brooke looks. I know. I should have told you one of mine so you got an idea, but I didn't know, like...
Oh, okay. All right. Have you ever had, like, beef or tea with any other YouTubers? I feel like...
What did you say? Yeah?
No, I was going to say no, but, like, I could think of people, like, from the past, like, both of us, like, were friends with and then, like, are not now.
Yeah, I mean, there's the one that I talked about in our video. I can't say She pretended like we were friends. We were on the same collab channel forever ago. And I went up to her at like an IMATS and she's like, oh, do you want a photo? And I was like, what? That just doesn't make sense. And yeah, there's been a few. And nothing crazy though. Okay, I'll drink a little bit because there's something I want to say.
You're good. You're good. We have some other ones. We have some more topics that we're going to get to. Okay.
This is just getting us drinking.
Yeah, no, we're just.
I want you to ask me one that, like, maybe is out there that I might drink for.
Oh my gosh. Okay, wait, you have to ask me the next one, and then I have to find you the
next one. Okay, yep. Okay, I've got you. Ready? What's your biggest turn off?
Oof. Oh my gosh. Okay, I am like extremely, extremely turned off by laziness. Like I really truly am. Or like lack of like they feel like they can help themselves. Like people who feel sorry for themselves. Ugh. Like when people just sit back and they're like, oh, like I hate my job, or like I'm so shitty at my job, and they just sit there and like do nothing to help themselves. I'm like, I really am just so.
Yeah, it's like I don't feel bad for you. Like I know what you mean.
You have to, just because I think both of us have been self-motivated, like business-minded people, like it's very unattractive to me when someone, and I understand like not having passion for what you do, but being like the laziness behind that, I think is very, or like not willing to get yourself out of a situation, or being like, I don't know how to help myself. It's like, you're a big boy. Like put on your big boy shoes and like figure it out. So
I feel
like wild.
I like that.
I don't know. Like whenever guys get like that, I'm just like, oh, like no, like no, thank you. Is that's like so non-physical? Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
What is your? Like I'm not gonna be I guess I could be physical and be like mustaches or something like.
No,
stupid,
I meant personality. But yeah, like no. That's just like changes. That's different. Mine would probably be similar. I've never, every guy I've ever been into has always like had a passion of something.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not like you have to have a crazy passion, but I think lack of passion for anything.
Is lack thereof.
Yeah. Lack of.
Yeah. And I mean, I've never really seen this with like guys I'm into, but like hygiene needs to be good.
Yeah. I feel that.
And I don't love a lot of facial hair personally. Like a lot. Like I just like some like, what's it called?
Scruff.
Yeah, that's the word.
Like a little clean, clean look. Oh, okay. Yeah. I have a good one for you. I have a good one. Ready?
Okay.
All right. Have you ever been ghosted? I feel like I know the answer to this though.
I want to say yes, but I can't think of. I mean, there was one boy in particular that I was like obsessed with, and we finally like, you know, hung out. And I was like so proud. I was on cloud nine, and then like for weeks he just didn't look at me, didn't talk to me, that whole vibe. That was fun. Ugh, and then now
trash.
And then fast forward, I'm in college and he's like FaceTiming me and texting me, and he's like,
it's always God. When you're like whenever you're like happy talking to someone, like that's literally when it comes around, and you're like,
yeah.
Like are we
it's
are
not
we
it good? Anymore.
Yeah.
I'm done with you. You suck. But But wow, what were you thinking I was going to say?
I don't really know. That was a good answer. I guess I've never really been like outwardly ghosted. It's been like more of like a slow fade. I've definitely ghosted people, but that didn't go well. I got the call out for it. That was one time.
I've never like blatantly someone just stopped talking to me. Like, I don't think
that's so savage.
Good enough judgment.
It's
so
savage. It is savage. It's a savage world we live in. It really is.
I'm a savage.
Hey.
Classy, bougie.
But it's like a ghost or do the ghosting, you know?
Yeah.
Pick your poison.
Ghost or be ghosted. That's all the truth or drink questions I had for you.
Oh, yeah. I was going
to. Do you have more?
No, that's really. I mean,
just like perfect.
Random ones.
Yeah, just a little start of. Yeah. I like it.
Oh, I have another one. I have another one. This is a random one.
Here we go.
I have last one. Have you ever gone skinny dipping? I feel like you have. You live in Florida.
Yeah. I haven't in years, but I used to when I was younger, honestly. I have not in a very long time.
You want to hear a funny story? Okay, this is so random.
Yeah.
I remember it was senior year of high school. I liked this guy. Like junior year, we like made out like junior year or something stupid. I don't even know, like a few times. I don't know if I ever told you this story. And like at parties and stuff. And then like it didn't even like end. There was nothing to end. Like we just never really talked or whatever. It started like on Snapchat and then like whatever. We didn't anymore. Mm-hmm. And then like end of senior year, this kid like lived in my neighborhood. My friends from like my friend group like sat me down. They told me, they're like, Brooke, like we have to tell you something. So-and-so, this kid has been skinny dipping in your pool. And I was like, I was like, you're lying. You're literally lying. And they were like, no, like they, like he sent us videos of that. And I was like, what? I never told my parents this because I was so embarrassed. I was like, I don't know how to tell my parents that the stranger is skinny dipping in my pool. Like, I don't know.
Like alone,
and they recorded my reaction because they like wanted to like get my reaction. It was like him and like this other kid that I knew, and I was like, "What is the point?"
When though, well, you clearly weren't home.
I think I think that they like he had me on Snapchat, so it was like when I was away, like when like he assumed my family was away. But we have like the sensors where like the lights light up and like stuff. You know what I mean? So it's like it's not. God. Isn't that
you've had a skinny dip?
I know, and I'm like, I don't know what to do with this information. Like it's just random to me. Like he lived. I don't think he's still. I don't even know what is up with this kid, but he lived down the block, down the block, and now who knows what's up? Isn't that so random? So now whatever.
That is the skinny dipper.
Like he's why my pool? Like he's probably just like trying to like mess with me and be like, I skinny dipped in Brooke Mitchell's pool. Like okay, like that's cool.
That is the funniest story. Oh my god,
it's just so random, right? I was like, all right, cool.
That is really random.
Whatever. All right, we can get into heavier topics now.
Yeah, where do you want to start? So we basically just wrote down a ton of things that you guys commented on our Facebook and submitted.
I think a really cool place to start would be with a specific company that Danielle and I are very familiar with. It's actually like the 2-year anniversary of it today.
Yeah. 2 years ago around now. Actually, definitely 2 years ago today because it was on your birthday.
It was.
We went to Coachella with Dope Shopping.
We did. And a lot of you guys have asked about the tea surrounding that. A lot of YouTubers have made videos about this company. And I think we've briefly mentioned it on the podcast. We never really went like too into detail because we were trying to be respectful and understanding of this company and stuff. But does this company even still exist? I don't even know.
Someone said on my live the other day, they closed. That's what I've heard. I don't know if that's true.
That they're still what? What are they still doing?
No, that they're closed. So
Oh, that would make sense. I'm sure, because how could they still be in business? So, well, this company, I will say, back in the day, they did a lot of good for us. I'm not going to discredit it.
We did some cool stuff with them.
And they treated particularly Danielle and I at the time with the utmost kindness and respect. I mean, like, considering at the time our following and like everything that they did for us, Danielle and I did a bunch of trips with this company, like a lot.
I moved an exam so Brooke and I could fly to New York the next day and do an interview.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. That was wild.
It was wild to be like representatives of their company. That was actually wild. Well, thank you for doing that. That was 2 years ago, I guess. Over 2 years ago, right?
That was crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. So we've done a lot for this. We did a lot for this company. They did a lot for us kind of in exchange. And I think that their problem was that they were just trying to grow too much too quickly. So they kind of forgot all of the people like us and like a lot of our YouTube friends who you guys are familiar with that built them up to this point. So it was a shopping app, if you aren't familiar with this, and they were influencer heavy. That's like where they invested. They won like this, what would you call it?
They won not money a game, from, like a Planet of the Apps.
Oh yeah, a game.
Gwyneth Paltrow was on, and it was just like they funded money for, it was like Shark Tank of apps.
Exactly. So they won a lot of money in this like investing thing, and they invested it all in influencer marketing. Very smart, except that they just like, it ultimately like went to their demise, I would say. And they tried to grow too much too fast. They told us we were allowed, there was the whole big thing that we kind of, where we severed ties with them was when they were gearing up for their trip to Fiji. And they said we had to get a certain amount of followers if we want followers on their app, if we wanted to go to Fiji. But however, they were in control of the followers. Like some days Danielle and I would wake up and have 1,000 more followers.
Yeah. And we hadn't promoted it at all, or like none at all. Or you'd see like one of our friends joins Dote and all of a sudden they get 10,000 followers and we're like,
they haven't posted at all. That's weird.
Yeah, that's really weird. Keep in mind, Brooke and I both genuinely love the app. We use the app.
Yeah, I shopped on the app. Yeah.
Yeah. There was like Sephora. There's like all these websites and you could add everything to one cart, which was the cool part. And, you know, they would give us credit. They'd be like, here, like shop around and like, try
incentives.
Out the app,
whatever. Yeah. Yeah. They were. Yeah. It was great at the time, I would say. But I just don't think they knew how to manage the vast majority of people, and they tried to grow too much too fast, and then they kind of dropped us because they became more quote interested in people with larger followings, which ultimately led to their demise, I would argue. So
right before that, so to go to Coachella we had to get a certain amount of followers on the app. Keep in mind, we truly believed in the app, so I'll promote the app, of course. Like, it's so cool. And I still think the app's a cool idea, like,
it
to
is.
This day.
And also, the following them. Count for Coachella wasn't that absurd. What was it? Like, mm-mm. It was 20,000 followers?
It was 20,000 on the app.
Which is, it definitely is a lot. But at the same time, Danielle and I have, you know, YouTube channels with hundreds of thousands of followers. Instagrams with that amount of followers. Like, whatever it was. What was it for? Oh, the Fiji thing. Yeah.
So Coachella was our last trip with them. It was so much fun. They paid for literally everything for us to go, like tickets, hotel, or like a house, flights, whatever.
Massages.
It was honestly
my birthday. They really blew up my birthday. Like, I will give them the credit that they deserve for that. Like, it was a very special birthday for me. They got like this like dancer, a cake. Like, it was really nice.
Yeah, that it was so sweet. Sorry, I just got a really weird text. And no, nothing bad, But I remember, like, right before Coachella, like, we had worked so hard to get those followers so we could, like, go on the trip. And they added a couple influencers to the trip last minute. And we were, like – and then literally, like, the next day they had 20,000 followers. They, like, basically added followers so that they could go on the trip is what we thought. And we were just, like, okay, just because they have a ton of followers means they get to, like, come without having to, like, promote the company at all.
Meanwhile, we had been promoting them for months and months. But okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just weird. And, like, we, like, really believed in the brand and we worked them. It was just kind of annoying. So that was kind of set off. And then right after Coachella, they were like, okay, so much fun. Like, now if you want to go to Fiji, you have to get 120,000 followers on the app. And I was like, no.
And we kind of all decided, we were like, nah. And then they did, yeah. they did reach out. I remember right after we started our podcast to sponsor our podcast. Do you remember we got that email? We were together. We were shopping in Athens. I remember we checked our phones.
Oh, slightly. And slightly.
We were like,
yeah.
we got an email from them. And this was after they did that trip. And then we just never heard from them since. So it was fun while we worked with them. But I think that they made a lot of critical mistakes along the way as a business that I understand, like, you know, no business person is perfect, but they made a lot of mistakes along the way. So, and that's why.
Correct. They were essentially just clout chasers. Like,
yeah.
If you guys look up, like, Dote Scandal, like, the poor girls that were involved, like, I do feel bad.
I know. Like, oh, my gosh.
Were on that trip, and they got crapped on for, like, literally doing nothing. But other people did, you know, it's just they were basically favoriting certain influencers and not treating everyone equally. And it was really terrible. And we're so glad that we got out when we did, essentially.
Yeah. And I've heard, we don't have to go into detail, but, like, Danielle and I have heard comments that are said behind the scenes from Dote employees and stuff like that.
Not good.
Not good. So, yeah. It's just like, it's crazy how it shows the power of influencers to bring a brand up and then, like, to wreck them down. Like, it could be done in literally 2 seconds. So
they could have been super successful. They just didn't play their cards right.
That's what I'm saying. Like, just be nice people, like, to everyone. And it doesn't, like, it just goes to show you that, like, your following count doesn't mean anything because...
Exactly.
Whatever.
I would agree.
Alrighty.
So, yeah, we'll get off that topic
I know. That was depressing. I just feel like a lot of people asked about that, so...
No. I didn't mean it like that. Sorry. Just, like, we've beat the dead horse. What topic do you want to talk about next? I'm going to let you pick.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, we got, obviously, like, a ton of questions, which we're really not going to go, like, crazy down the rabbit hole of, like... I mean, I'm comfortable talking about, like, hookups and stuff like that, but we're not going to be out here talking about our sex lives. Danielle's in an intimate relationship with her boyfriend. I don't think it's right to be out here and making Danielle talk about her sex life. Like, let's be real. I'm sorry. That is absurd. That is, yeah. I'm sorry. That's just, like, that's...
Just assume what you will, and we'll go with that. You know
Thank
what I mean?
You. Thank you, Danielle. Yeah. But I think, I think that going along with that, a huge question that we always get is about birth control. Birth control in general, what we use, if we use it, what do we believe, and yeah, what do you think, Danielle?
I take it. So background on, like, why I started it. I was on Accutane senior year of high school, and the dermatologist I went to, in order to be on Accutane, I was required to take birth control. Other dermatologists, they can just say, like, oh, you just have to pledge abstinence, but they did not allow me to do that. They wanted me to take birth control. Mm-hmm. Basically, because Accutane can, like, ruin a pregnancy, like, morph the child.
Yeah,
whatever.
It's, like, crazy.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not good. So, yeah, I was required by my dermatologist to do that. And then I was done with Accutane, and I was like, and I don't like to take medicine. I'm not into that. I grew up in a, like, yes, my dad's a doctor. My mom's really into, like, holistic stuff.
Yeah.
So I've just never really liked taking medicine. And so I remember going to my dermatologist being like, yay, like, I'm done with Accutane. Like, can I be off birth control? And she was like, you know, some people take birth control for your skin. And she was like, you're going to, you know, the birth control is going to help maintain your skin. I wouldn't go off of it. So I never did. And I'm technically still on my birth control with my dermatologist. It's not, like, with my gynecologist, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So that's kind of why I started it. Yeah.
That's a good story. Okay. So I have a similar story. I went on for my skin originally. I was a senior in high school. I was not sexually active at all. Not even close. But I went on it, I would say, I think it was like December or January of my senior year. So, like, coming up to, like, going to college, and my skin was the worst it's ever been. And my periods have always been super heavy. I've always worn, not to be like, I don't think it's gross at all to talk about it, but, like, I know some people are. I wear ultra tampons, which is literally bigger than Super Plus. Like, this is absurd. Like, it's...
I didn't know this
about
you.
That's what I used to wear. Yeah.
Oh.
I don't have to anymore because the birth control helps with that. It's, like, a side effect of the one that I'm on. So I had really bad skin. Okay. And so I went to my gynecologist, OBGYN, whatever, and I got on Lowestrin, and I've been on that. I took a break, and then my heavy periods and my skin kind of troubles kind of came back. So I went back on the pill, and I've been on it now since June for the skin, the period, and honestly, just other reasons in general. I would prefer to be on it. You know, I'm not always... active, like whatever you want to say. you know what I mean?
But
like,
I'm retweeting everything you're saying.
Yeah, but I prefer to be on it just for the comfort of my own life and the sanity of knowing that I'm on it. And I think it serves a multitude of purposes. And that's why it helps me, like, my mental sanity. I will say, you know, if I ever get myself in a situation that's unexpected, I know that I'm going to be fine. I'm a single gal and, like, you never know. So that's all that I'll say.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think we both started for similar reasons. Have I stayed on it for skin? Yes. Have I also stayed on it for other reasons? Yes.
Yeah. And I think it's fine for that. And I think you have to do your own research. I've seen so many videos of people who get, so Danielle and I are both on the pill, but, you know, other people do, there's so many forms of birth control. So, like, actually a list. I know people, mm-hmm. I have friends personally who do the shot. I have friends who have an IUD.
Yeah.
I have friends.
Yeah, we both do pills.
Yeah. So I think you have to do your research. And I'm not saying, like, get on it because Brooke and Danielle are on it. Like, do your research and, like, know that and stuff. But I think it's better to be. And I feel so bad. I honestly feel so bad for those people who feel uncomfortable having that conversation with their with their family or whatever. But maybe you can, you know, tell your parents that you
play the skin card.
Yeah.
Or that's what I would have done, I guess.
Yeah. Or tell your parents that you just want an appointment with your OBGYN and, like, talk to them and maybe, like, see if there's a way you could do it. Cause I think if you're over 18, like, you could figure it out. I've had friends that, like, don't tell their parents they're on it and, like, figure it out, which I'm not saying I advise.
I have a friend that did that. I was like, you sneaky girly.
Yeah. But I mean, I get it. Like, if your parents don't believe in it and you're trying to do what's best for you and trying to be safe. Yeah.
Trust me, they'll be happy.
I think so too. That's what I'm saying. Like, whatever. Yeah, I think that's an important conversation. I'm, like, so pro birth control and, like, talking. Yeah. I have, like, a great OBGYN though. So, like, I'm so open with her and she's so cool. So, all good.
Yeah. That's good. So we could talk a little bit about high school.
Yeah. Know, oh my God. Throwback.
I had people asking me on my live the other day, just kind of like, oh, did you, like, go to high school parties? Did Peaceful Michelle let you throw parties? Like, all this stuff. It was the funniest thing. I think we both attended, you know, house parties.
Oh, yeah.
That was a thing.
It definitely was. It was never like, I feel like junior, senior year is bigger for me. It was never like, when I was younger, I feel like I would do, like, casual hangouts with my friends. And, like, it was always like,
yeah,
it was always the friends with the older siblings. Did you have that experience too? Yeah.
It's actually weird. In all my friend group, like, my friend group, we were all the oldest. So, no. Actually.
Okay. Cause I had a lot of.
But I could see that.
It was always for me, the friends with the older siblings, cause, like, their family was used to it. So it wasn't, like, that weird, which makes sense. Cause I think that, you know, then we would hang around with them and stuff. So it was, but it was kind of nice cause I felt, like, safer in, like, a drinking environment and stuff like that when I was younger. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I attended high school parties. I wasn't, like, super, super cool in high school or anything, like, crazy. I wasn't, like, the gal. But, like, you know, I went to them.
Yeah, freshman year, not at all. I remember, like, we'd hear about the parties. My mom, I'd be like, Mom, I'm not going. No. Like, I was such a goody-goody. And then second semester sophomore year of high school, I think when I was like, ooh, like, let me, you know, I had my, like, good friend group, you know,
yeah,
we're starting to have some fun. We were experimenting, whatever.
Experimenting.
By that, I mean, like, we literally drank, like, strawberries or something, like, whatever.
Yeah.
And then it's really weird if people that, like, watched me during that time. That's funny. When I was in high school, if I drank, the next day, I, like, almost felt better. I never was hungover. I'd always be like, wow, like, I, like, do so much today. Now it's very different.
Wildly different. It gets different as you age. But I do remember those times of you in high school, like, young and wild.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say, which is so sad, but I was probably wilder in high school than I was in college.
Wow. Wait, you think so?
So, I mean, how do I...
When you would drink, you would get. When you would drink more. Is that what you're?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, but, like, I obviously drink more in college, and, like, I have more fun in college, and, like, whatever. But, like, when there was a house party, like, yeah, we'd pour, like, we'd get water bottles, and I just didn't have a limit. I didn't, you know, it was just, like, fun. It was more of, like, being stupid.
Totally.
So more stupid. Whereas now I'm like, okay, I've had 3 glasses. Let me stop. You know, like, whatever it is. Like, it's more. I don't know. I feel like it's reversed for me. I just had, like, a really good high school experience. And I remember junior year was my wildest year. Junior year was my favorite year of high school. That was really fun.
Junior year was fun. I would agree with that for me too.
Yeah.
I think, okay, time. I'm not going to advise any of our younger listeners to like go out and rage or whatever, but I will say, I think there's a direct correlation between people who have those experiences in high school and then those who are like, don't get themselves into too much trouble in college. Cause I think it's always the people who didn't have mm-hmm. those experiences in high school, or it's literally their first time drinking ever in college, which once again, I'm not saying that you have to go wild or whatever, but it's always the people who's like, oh, I've literally never drank before, that they end up blackout, hospitalized. I'm not trying to like scare you, but like, you know,
what? Yeah, no, it's true. I know friends that, you know, yeah, it's like they were sheltered in high school, like then, so then their college, like, oh, like
they go to college and their parents can exactly control me. Yeah. And then you don't know your limit, which it's totally reasonable because then you're drinking with a bunch of people who are older than you, who know their limit, who are just used to it. And college, totally. College, the drinking culture in college, not just at Georgia, I know this isn't all colleges, it's a heavy drinking culture and it's like a lot of drinking and it's mm-hmm. and you could totally choose to step back and be like, you know, I'm good, I don't need another refill, but there's always those people who are pushing their limits and that's just how it is
always,
and that's how it yeah. is, you know them. I have them in my friend group, you have them in your friend yeah. group, like it's just mm-hmm. Not even friend group, just people you know in general.
Yeah, totally. No, it's so true. Yeah, high school was fun. I'm trying to think of like I it's so crazy because like junior year I had like the biggest after prom party ever. I think I vlogged like
wait,
prom,
really?
But I never showed, not the party.
Oh, shoot.
But, well, it was like a really big deal.
Danielle
so.
Marie, after hours.
Well, because we just have like a nice outdoor area where it's like you're not in our house.
So peaceful, and, like, peaceful Michelle did not know you were drinking, or she did?
She knew I was having people over, but like we never spoke about
it. Yeah, it was just kind of like, don't ask.
She would never
tell.
Condone yeah. that. Yeah, yeah. It was more of just like, oh, yeah, you're having friends over after
gotcha.
Prom. She, yeah. So I don't want to rat her out. But yeah, it was definitely really fun. But I remember it was junior year and the senior. So at our high school, juniors and seniors could go to prom.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, because it was smaller. Like, they needed more people. And I remember it was like the week before prom and the seniors were having an after prom party. And all of us juniors were like, oh, like, do you think we're going to be able to go? And the seniors were like, seniors only. So then I was like, okay, like, we're going to have a party for the juniors. And I convinced my mom to let
wow.
all the juniors come.
Which is how yeah. many was in your class?
Which is only 120, which is still a
plus
lot.
Dates? But that was plus the dates?
Plus dates. But like, that is, I mean, most people took people in their grade.
Oh, okay, okay.
Like,
okay.
And,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, not a lot of, it's not like, it's yeah, not like yeah, college, yeah, like yeah, plus yeah. frat. Yeah, yeah, yeah. plus days. So yeah, I'd already convinced wow. hardcore for that because there was literally nowhere else for us to go. And like, we all wanted to hang out after. And then I remember at the day before prom, all of a sudden the seniors like just wanted to come to our party instead. Cause we were kind of close with them. So they were like, wait, like, can we come? And all my friends were like, Danielle, say no, say no. Like, they didn't let us come to yours. And so for the longest time, I was like, I don't know. But then like one of my good friends that was in the grade above us texted me and I was like, I asked my parents, I asked my mom. It took forever and she let me. I had easily 300 people in my backyard.
Danielle, did they all sleep
prom.
Over or they just go to the party?
No. Uber existed then.
Oh, okay.
Slept over though.
Wow.
That was like a very wild night. Like
Danielle Marie. And then you probably vlog the next day. You're like, hey guys, day after prom.
I know. That was crazy actually.
Wow. That's kind of next
level. A lot
level.
Went down. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
She's a crazy.
So that was really girl. Fun. Crazy.
I wrote down here for high school parties versus college. I noticed like the biggest difference for me with high school and college parties was that in high school, I felt like there was a lot of A, sneaking around, and B, selective invites. Not everyone's invited. It's not like, hey, everyone can come. In college, it doesn't matter who the heck you bring. You can bring everybody.
Yeah.
Bring your mom. Bring
That's
your sister.
True.
Bring
That's
your brother.
True.
You know what I mean? And it's like, you don't, obviously, you still want to be smart and safe because, like, yeah, police exist. But in high school, I feel like I did a lot more dumb stuff because I was trying to hide it from my parents. And they knew. Totally. They knew the whole time. Like,
I know, right?
Yeah. So it's like,
we were talking about it tonight at dinner. My mom's like, oh, the things I... And she, like, said some things tonight. And Fred and I were like, you knew that?
Yeah. So they just play dumb because they want... You know what I mean? It's awkward. Then I don't know. It's... That's just how it has to go. So...
Oh my God, the funniest. I mean, this was never necessarily me, but that tweet that'd be like, you know, when you're in high school and your mom's texting you like, oh, good night. And you're like laying in a field drunk.
That wasn't me either, but I thought it was funny.
But I did have some friends. Yes.
That was like college more. That was like, My mom texted me goodnight. And I was like, I am not okay, but it's fine. I remember when I first went to college, mom was like, you're going to text me goodnight every night. And I was like, nah, I'm just going to share my location. You're just going to figure it out. And she's like, okay.
Yeah, no, I see. Okay, I'm very pro sharing your location because I don't want to have to tell my
parents. So am I, dude. Time. That's why.
Like, just look.
Some people's parents. Some people. I feel that the people who don't share their location with their parents. I know my friends who are listening to this. And name. And their parents were always up their butt, dude. Like, hey, what are you doing tonight? What are you doing later? Well, what are you doing tomorrow? Can you call me tomorrow? Blah blah blah. And my mom was just never that way. And it was
same.
I think it's the location sharing, and I know it's all dependent on your relationship if you feel comfortable or not, because you know I could genuinely be at like a guy's house or something and my mom if you're pouring I love it, but you know how some people's parents are more like, oh, why are you at so-and-so's house, like what are you doing there, because they share the location. My parents are not like that, you know.
Yeah, there's my mom recently has been on my location ever since I went to college. Just like, let me just put you on so you don't have to ask me all the time. Because, yep. Like, even like, I'll be like, oh, should I call my mom? Oh, no, she's like teaching yoga right now. My dad's always had my location, but there's definitely been times where my dad has probably looked and been like, I'm just gonna look away. You know, there's just some times where there are sometimes I'm like, oh, if my parents do happen to look at my location right now, they're gonna be like, what? But like, it's not me, you know.
It's not the end of the world.
Yeah. But I think there really are some of my friends that, like, literally they'd get murdered if their parents saw certain places they were at certain times. I don't know. It's just, like, preference.
I think it's all your relationship with your parents, and it's so subjective. So it's hard to give blanket advice to that. Like, share your location with your parents. It's like, oh, I can't do that because my mom would kill me. Like, then don't. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's my brother turns off his all the time.
Really?
He's like, yeah, he just gets really annoyed. But, I don't know. I feel safe.
So do I. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Especially now that I live alone and I'm like in a city where like I have friends and stuff, but I don't have like family. So like if anything genuinely happened to me, like if my mom has told me like she'll wake up sometimes at 2 a.m. and like check my location just to make sure I'm in bed. And I'm like, I totally respect that. Like that's.
Yeah. Like, thank you.
Yeah. Like, thank God. And she'll text me in the morning then at 10 a.m. like, hey, how was your night? And I'm like, thank you for making sure that I'm alive. Yeah.
No, I actually do that too sometimes. I'll be like, oh, I haven't heard from my dad in a while. Like, let me see where he is. You know,
yeah, it's just like because you care about them and you're checking in.
Yeah, I would agree.
I feel that. Okay, so the next question we got a lot of you guys, because we always talk about CBD, our favorite CBD. We literally are working with Caliper CBD right now. So I think naturally with CBD comes like the question of weed, marijuana, Mary Jane.
Marijuana, Mary Jane.
MJ, you know, it's the month of 420 right now.
Oh, it's big stuff, man. 5 days away.
No, it's the month of 420. Like, it's literally for 2020.
Oh,
isn't that, no, but it is. It's 5 days away too. But I was thinking that I was like, wow, yeah, it's literally crazy. The whole month. Okay, so yeah, we got a lot of questions. Do we smoke weed? Our opinions. And I think it's interesting to talk about. I do.
Yeah. I'll say off the bat, I just don't. It's just not for me. I've tried once, yes, and I had the worst experience of my entire life. I'm literally so scarred. I didn't like it. But some people, it's really healing. Some places, it's legal. You know, whatever. I didn't like it. So that's kind of my stance.
No, that makes total sense. And I think it's all about, like, obviously within reason with – I think weed is like a something that people experiment with, especially now that it is legal in states. I live in Massachusetts. It's legal. If you're over 21, you could – I literally went to a store and bought it. Like, it's straight up – it's legal, you guys. Like, it's crazy. And I actually don't smoke weed either. I will on a very – very, very blue moon. Like, if it's like, like once a year, maybe.
Like the guy.
chilling with the boys. I think that's literally the last time I smoked was with like a bunch of my guy friends in like October or something. It was so long ago. Similar to Danielle, I've had my phases of it in college. Honestly, I've had a lot of friends that enjoy smoking weed, and because they feel more relaxed. They see a lot of benefits from it. I've always felt it makes me feel anxious and it makes me feel non-productive, which, and I'm not like this crazy productive person, but it just makes me feel a way that I don't like feeling, which I honestly, yeah. I'm pissed because I wish I enjoyed it. I really do.
Same. I would agree because my friends, they'll be like laughing a lot. I'm like, wait, I want that.
Yeah. And it makes me overthink more mm-hmm. than I usually do. So it's been a while for me. And yeah, I just wish that we had more like tea on that because like I know like a lot of people do. And like it is like it's literally legal in my state that I live in right now. So that's pretty crazy. You literally just go in. I went to the dispensary. So you show your ID. And then they just like they scan it and they let you in and you could buy anything. So it's really cool. They have like cool. they have like the full offerings and stuff. I think it's another one of those things that like you should do it, you know, with your friends in a safe environment if you're going to try it. And I hope that you guys have a positive experience because they're not always positive.
Yeah, no, seriously, neither of us are being judgmental about it at all.
No,
me, not yeah. at all.
I went like, through, I've had my times. So I think that's another thing. It's all things like that. Even drinking, I've noticed. It's all who you surround yourself with, these Definitely. Type of things. So whether it's that or other substances, whatever it may be, you know, I think it's who you're friends with really impacts you and like your morals and like what you do when you're around them. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just wanted to touch on that because, like, we're pretty open book about that. That's what our stance is on. We wouldn't lie to you guys. That's just kind of where we're at. Like Brooke said, I kind of wish I, like, was like that, but I just.
I think Danielle and I are too, like, high key to be, like, chill like that.
That's yeah. a great way to put it. We're very, like, high key. Like, same with, like, I mean, I don't know what. I don't think she does, but, like, Gretchen. Like, she's saying, like, I can't see her being like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, woo, like, yeah, I don't know. We're just too high key. That's a great way to put it.
It is. It is. But, you know, do what you want. It's legal. So in a lot of places.
Yeah. Go off. do we want to? So what? We've got a lot of questions. So Brooke and I's friendship formed a lot when we went to a lot of conventions together.
Yeah, it did. It did.
Like, I had a lot of friendships and relationships formed because of Playlist Live, VidCon. It was a time where, now it's like a ton of TikTokers, but when we used to go, it was like a ton of YouTubers would go to this convention, Playlist Live Orlando, Playlist Live DC, Playlist Live Tri-State. You went to that, VidCon LA, all these really fun places where basically it was a weekend full of meet and greets and there were panels. And then at night, if you had like a VIP creator pass, you get to go to the VIP parties and those were like a time. Mm-hmm. And it was so funny. We're in a hotel with, I guess, seriously, some of my favorite memories of literally my entire life were during this weekend.
Aw, Danielle, that's
so
sweet.
Much fun. I used to thrive on convention weekends because I don't know, like, we just have such a good YouTube friend.
We do. We're very lucky that a lot of our, and there were so many questions about that too. Like, are YouTube friends genuine friends? And for us, they are. I can't speak on behalf of all YouTubers.
Ours is literal. Yeah.
Yeah. And I know many people that it's not that way, but ours, like, I see these people, like, I grew up with them. I literally, like, Danielle so knows true. Me from when I'm talking about junior year of high school. Like, she knows me from that point on.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And many of these other people do too, I would say. Many of our other YouTube friends we knew from 5 years plus back, like, oh my gosh.
What? Yeah. Grew up together. That's a cute way to put it. It's so true. So we were younger. I'll say it now. some of my craziest times were at
Danny.
Those conventions.
Two turn.
Oh my God. There were just, you know what it was? I was the youngest one
yeah.
among all of us.
It
so
always is the youngest one
ahead.
That feels like they need to be the wildest.
Catch up. Yeah. And I don't know. I don't know. It was just always like at those parties. So basically it was like all day you do like these meetings, conventions, meeting you guys, whatever. And then at night there was these like dance parties and you guys know I love to dance. So we would like have these like hotel pre-games. Oh my God. Some of the best times in my actual life.
We were like, whose room are we pre-gaming in tonight? And it was like, oh, this YouTuber or whatever. And you also like dated a YouTuber for a while. So I think it's important to mention like you were heavy in like that scene. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
you knew him,
that's true.
You knew his friend. So like it made it more
yeah.
fun.
Yeah. And the one year, yeah, I think the year that was like my crazy time was when I met him. We were not dating, but I did meet him.
Gotcha.
And so like it was just even more fun. Oh my God. God, that was just a time.
It was lit.
VidCon was crazy.
I
were
was
you there.
There. I was there. Yeah. Cause I think, wasn't that the summer that
yes.
I was in LA? Yeah.
No, it wasn't. Oh. Cause I didn't go with you that year. It was the year that we stayed with Sarah Bell.
Oh my God, that was such a fun year.
We went to the dry bar
oh,
for the first
yeah.
time.
Oh my God, Danielle, that was so fun. We brought her a little gift. We were like, we're happy to stay with you, Sarah Bell. It was so fun.
Yes.
Oh, that was a
and
fun
we went,
time.
We stayed in a hotel room with Kenzie Kaylee McKenzie.
Oh my
gosh. Sarah Burgett.
I think that's it.
Yumi.
That had to be it. That's five. That had.
Well, Suede always came. Suede.
Oh, yeah.
I felt like she was in our room, but I guess she wasn't.
I don't think she stayed in our room, though.
No. Okay, so that was it. And then we just had... Whew. I just remember, yeah, that was my Fireball and Bacardi.
Whoa! Face. Getting lit. Yeah.
It was like a thing. Like, you just like... I don't even know. I know. Wow. I'm saying so much.
No, that's what happens. Because it was also YouTubers, you guys probably even noticed this with like the younger TikTokers and stuff. They live like they are 21. Like,
you're just forced into this.
Yes,
like,
you're basically culture. An adult. Like, they don't ID mm-hmm. you, or if they do ID you, it's a joke. Like, you're just kind of like, I mean, I get it. Like, I was living that from a young age, too, I guess, at all these conventions. I feel you, Danny.
Yeah, we were both young. Never forget Playlist DC one year. There was like a rooftop for all the creators, and they just were always giving out Prosecco.
Yeah, dude, what? So
this guy would keep giving me Prosecco. I was like, let's go off. Like,
yeah, because once you like just started going to the bartender, they're not gonna like start IDing you, and they never checked because they just assume that you're all 21. Because like they're used to having they're used to having business conventions at these places. Yeah, like, true. And then all the, no, you're good.
My birth control arm.
Hey. They're used to having business conventions. So when it's like, oh, like the social media people are here, they don't think any, like they, you know, it's nothing different.
Mm-hmm. That's a good way to put it. Yeah. Nothing on the hotel. Like, they definitely ID'd when they were supposed to and stuff, but like in a more like chill, okay. Like, I feel like it's almost rude to like ID people.
Yeah.
In a way.
Cause then it's like, oh, please, like, I
yeah to be clear, I wasn't using a fake ID. Like, literally they were just walking around and they're like, do you want one? And I said yes. So it was more of just kind of like,
I did use a fake ID at Playlist a few times. I had one consistent one. I don't even know if it had the same name as my badge now that I think about it, but they still let me in. Like, I don't know how.
Was that where you dropped your drink on the dance floor?
Yes. Hello, Katie. Yes.
Guys, we weren't friends with Katie Bellotti at the time.
I thought she was the coolest girl ever. I was obsessed.
We were obsessed with her.
Obsessed. I wanted to be her. That's it. And she was so like, she had like this, just such a cool vibe.
Cool demeanor.
Right? Like, she was sitting in the hotel. I'm like, oh, like me at Elon. Like, I love Elon. He's going to listen to
her. I love her. I know.
And she was so cool. And I remember I was dancing so hard. And then all of a sudden.
It was cool because you like went and got a drink. And I was like, whoa, she has a drink.
Yeah, my ID worked. Like, so I'm holding my drink. And it just all of a sudden shoots on the floor. Like, it wasn't even like I threw it or whatever. And we just didn't say, I was like, what do I do? And I think that we just danced.
It was a glass.
Yes. Why would they give glass? Idiots.
I have no idea. And idiots.
Idiots. And I think we just like danced away from it.
No, yeah, I remember it so perfectly. I think you had like a vodka crown or something.
Yeah, it was red. It was red.
I don't know why I remember. And you dropped it, and we both look at each other. We look at Katie, and we instantly just start dancing over. Yeah, I think that's what we did.
Because like, what else are you gonna do? Be like, oh my god, someone clean this up. Like, you know, you're not gonna freak out.
Yeah, one thing that I kind of started to become known for was my dancing. I would like, literally go off.
Oh, you guys. It was like,
but like not just like casual.
No, Danielle was doing like hip hop routines on the dance floor. Like, it was like clear the way. Like, I learned this in hip hop class, and like I remember people would turn to me and be like, I didn't know Danielle could dance so well. And I was like, yeah.
It was so random. It would be like everyone's just like doing a freestyle, and then I would just run in and like do like, I don't even know how to explain it, but like all this stuff, like get loaded down a bit. And I would just like, I would just be so like hyped up. I had so much energy because I was so young, and everyone was just like around me, and like Remy and all them were just hyping me up, and I was like, okay, let's go. Like, I don't care. So that was always
such simpler times. We should do bring back Playlist Live.
I know. I almost went, what, last year or the year before?
Yeah, you were ready to go.
I was ready to go, and everyone's like, no, I think we're done. And I'm like, sad.
Oh, you're sad.
Maybe we'll bring it back. But one thing, last thing on that, on like parties, is I remember, so, you know, these parties would be in like the convention room, or, you know, they'd like deck them out for the night, but we were staying in hotel rooms in the same hotel, but we'd have to walk, like, after we're done pre-gaming, we'd have to walk from the hotel room to the party, and all the people that were at Playlist Live, like fans, viewers, subscribers, whatever you call it, they'd be like waiting by the party to see their favorite YouTuber. And so we'd always be like, okay guys, act natural, because we didn't want people to like see, like, because we were, you know,
we were so young.
was so funny. I remember like taking pictures with people and I was like, hey, what's up? And they're like, wow, she's probably really friendly. And I was like, oh,
it's so funny. We were really living life.
I've had to do that too though.
That's more like I've had to do that in Boston even when I'm like, wow, I gotta keep my keep your eyes straight, damn it. Like, because I get like really bad drunk eyes. Like they start just I don't know what happens. Like
you and I know when you're like you've hit the level.
Because like, they get like glazed over, but also like all over the place. And so when I'm in Boston, I'm meeting subscribers because you don't want to be rude and be like, hey, what's up? Like, and I'm not even out of control. It's just like it appears that way. Oh my God.
You start to get a little mascara on your own under your eyes.
Yeah.
That's what I noticed.
Yeah. You get my better than sex starts so running.
Yeah, you do.
Oh.
For a second, I was really confused.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I've had especially like freshman year of college and stuff when I was just trying to figure out my place and stuff. You know, just crazy times.
I'm happy that you're sharing it, Danielle. It's real stuff. You know what I want to talk about? I wrote it down. Oh, I didn't even tell you. No, I didn't tell you this because I was like, I don't even know how I'm going to bring this up. The concept of like vulnerability, and people were asking that in terms of like not even just, I mean, I think it's a lot of like relationship stuff, which I can kind of get into a little bit, but more like friendships and stuff like that too. And like how being vulnerable with people, I don't know how to make this like sound normal, but basically like I feel like as we get older, you get more comfortable with people and you expose yourself to being more vulnerable and like what to do kind of when that hurts you. I mean, you went through a breakup, obviously. So I'm sure you had to deal with that at some point in your life of like being vulnerable and exposing yourself. And I feel like you've talked about your breakup a little bit, but not like crazy, actually, now that I think about it.
I don't know. My breakup was pretty, I mean, it was hard, but it was easier in the sense that, I mean, you know, this is how it always goes. People break up. The guy says, oh, I did it. The girl says, I did it.
Yeah.
What am I going to say? I'm going to say I did it. But he's probably going to be like, oh, I did it. You know what I mean? But I remember it was just like there was a point freshman year of college where I was like, I literally hate life. Like, I don't enjoy college. And it was a lot because – not because of him as a person, but because I was in a relationship that wasn't at that school. And so I brought it up to him a couple times. And I think he could start to sense it. So then finally I was like, I think we should. And he was like, yeah, maybe we should. Like, I can tell you just don't like this anymore. But so at first I was like, oh, yay, fine, good, yay, I'm single. And then it was really hard. And it was hard because then, like, right after that, I remember I got asked on, like, a date night, like a fraternity date night with this guy. And I had never been on – like, all my friends had already been experiencing that, like, the vulnerability of, like, oh, my God, someone –
putting yourself out there, doing the whole bit. Yeah.
And, like, having to, like go on a date night with them.
With expectations.
Expectations, yes. And I remember being that – I think I literally texted my ex that night. I was like, oh, my God, like, I miss you. Like, I'm scared because, like, I was like, oh, my God, fraternity is scary. Like, I was scared. And so it definitely, like, hit. But I'm still, like – I don't know. It wasn't the worst breakup in the world. But it was hard because I was used to talking to someone all the time. But, yeah.
It doesn't even need to be, like, the breakup. I just think vulnerability is something, like, I'm learning. It's so – for me, that's always been so important in a relationship with someone. And in college I've had like hookups and stuff like that, but I would say like post college it's been more talking to people and like developing feelings and then like kind of moving forward from there with people and stuff like that. So I've just been thinking about how important it is being vulnerable, not even like physically. Like, obviously, when you're intimate with someone, like, that is a form of vulnerability, but just expressing yourself and, like, being fully open and transparent. And, like, I can't even – I mean, I've had this happen, I guess, with a guy, which I can get into, when I've been fully vulnerable with someone and, like, shared things that I haven't shared with other people, and then it doesn't go the right way. So I would imagine that, like, it's tough.
Yeah.
And I think it's something that everyone goes through. It's like – I mean, I guess it's the same thing with loss of a friend. You know, they know your deepest, darkest secrets, and then it's like – damn, like, I'm not friends with this person anymore. Hopefully they don't use him against me. And it's always like the fear of like that in the back of your head. Is that weird, like, that I think about that?
No, I think that's pretty normal. Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, I remember when I first started dating Ryan, I was like, like, I don't want to like him. Like, I don't, because I know what heartbreak feels like. I know what, like, I was finally at that point of like just being so independent and like loving myself and like not thinking about it. And like, even like during this quarantine, it's been hard because it's like I was so used to like seeing him all the time, and now it's like, holy crap, like I didn't realize how much I was relying on him for my happiness. Yeah. It's honestly been like a good thing for me to be like, okay, like Danielle, go back to your girl boss self. Like, he's awesome and your relationship is great, but like that is not like, that's not what defines you. So it's definitely scary to like start, you know, getting into a relationship because you know that it could get to that point where you're relying on them for your happiness. So you have to be very aware at all times.
It's not even like relying on them for happiness as much as like, they're like such a big piece of your happiness, I guess, that it's like,
relying. That's a good way to put it.
But it is such a monumental piece that it's like when you start like putting so much joy in that and like just so much, it's honestly like an investment, any type of relationship, like I said, whether it be a friendship, like intimate relationship, romantic relationship, like you're investing so much time and energy in that, that it is like a huge loss when they're not a part of your life anymore. And I've experienced that a lot more in adulthood. And just putting yourself out there and being vulnerable, it sucks. It freaking sucks. I hate sharing my secrets and I hate reintroducing myself to people and retelling people, you know, I've done these things. I haven't done these things. This is not what I feel comfortable. This is what I feel comfortable with. And it freaking sucks. And I will say that's like a con of adulthood. I don't know. I'm like, but I rely so heavily on being vulnerable with someone before I can be intimate with someone. Now, like as I get older,
100%.
Like, we need to be like mentally synced. Which is why the quarantine might be a good thing. I mean, damn. Like,
no, yeah, you like learn it. I waited a couple months.
Yeah. And it's not even about waiting or not waiting or whatever. It's like, you know, whatever your vibe is. But like, I think when you're like us and you're deeply emotional people, it like really impacts you.
Yeah, because it's just vulnerable. It's just you want to feel comfortable. I mean, I don't know. It's just you want to be like comfortable with someone, like when you're just the two of you. Like you don't want to be thinking about. I don't know. You don't want to feel self conscious. You don't want to feel insecure. You want to feel fully comfortable. Like you've said what you need to say, so that they know what to expect. Mm-hmm. Like I don't know.
No, we got like a lot of questions about that. We've talked about like insecurities and stuff like that, but I think when it comes to romantic relationships, a whole other host of like insecurities come in, and like insecurities that no one wants to admit about themselves. Like what, whether it be like jealousy or comparison, or like I think everybody thinks that though, you know, everybody's like
I get pretty jealous sometimes, I've noticed about myself.
Really?
It's funny. I mean, not like I act on it.
Yeah,
like, I've never like said anything. Uh-huh. I'm like, oh my god, I saw you with blah blah blah. Never. No. I've always trusted my boyfriends, whatever. But there's so many TikToks about this, like, gets jealous about people that they have been with in the past before you even knew them. Like, why do I get so worked up about that? I get so jealous and I'm like, I literally did not know him when he was with this girl. Like, what? But it's just so easy to get worked up and, like, stalk them. And,
But Ryan's a good one. Like, you don't have to worry about it with that stuff. It's always, like, when they're like, sketchy, then you're, like, always on edge. I have a story.
No,
I mean, should I tell, like, this story? Like, I don't should get into it. Like,
I don't know what story. I mean, I could assume a story.
It's just, like, the story of my last few months of my life. Like,
I mean, I feel like people kind of know. Well, I don't know what you've said, actually. I mean, people know you were going through it a couple months ago. Let's be real.
Yeah. Well,
like during winter break, wasn't it like kind of during Christmas?
It was during Christmas, Thanksgiving, and then like a whole second wind of it came probably like, I would say like end of January. I'll just tell a abridged version of the story, because I've been there. I've been there where I've been hanging out with guys that aren't fully in it with me, and then you're thinking about it all the time, and it takes up so much of your mental energy. And it sucks. And oh my gosh, I've just learned so many lessons from this all that I like. That's why I want to talk about it, because I know that if my younger self heard this, I would be like, oh wow, there's people out there in the world like this? No way. Yeah. And I would learn from it. You know what I mean? Okay. So, well, whatever. I'm over all of it. I just like, whatever. This is just for purely learning. So this whole story has to start off with someone that was, they were like my friend at work, basically. And oh my gosh, I have to start preface the story with, Danielle, do you remember when I got an Instagram message from someone about this person?
Yeah, we should have just
I know.
What were we thinking? I was like, oh, it's probably no big deal. Ugh.
I posted, which I want all of you guys to please, if you ever hear someone that I'm talking to and you like, please send me everything you know about them, because that's all that that's all that I have.
Help a girl out.
Please. If you work at the freaking Pentagon, let me know. Do you know? the TikTok.
I love that. It was like something about Corona. Like, yeah,
it's Cardi
end?
B.
Like,
it's Cardi B.
Oh, listen, so funny.
If you work,
let a bitch know.
Let a bitch know.
So good. Yeah.
Okay. So I had this friend at work, whatever. So I posted a picture with him on my Instagram story and someone replied, I went to school with this person. He is literally the scum of the earth. Like, it was like such a graphic message. It was so bad.
It was.
It was so bad.
Like, we should have been like, oh no. It
was,
bad.
I know. And I showed it to everyone. Eventually it like got back to him and he was like, I heard that this person sent you this message. Like, that's BS, whatever. You know where the story goes. I like elevated to like more than friends with this person. We like started hanging out, hooking up, whatever you want to call it. Like this was from like October through like December, but like this was like intense. Like, you guys remember I went to Aruba. We hung out like the day before I left for Aruba, the day I got back from Aruba. Like, it was like one of those really, mm-hmm. like it was like, it's,
you
it's
talked
like,
all the time.
It was very consistent. Yeah. And it's like, this all goes back to like vulnerability with me, because I'm not very like, I've had hookups in college and stuff and I haven't felt fulfilled from them. So then I stopped for a while. Like, there was a long period, like a period of time where I just didn't really talk to boys, or like I did casually, but it like never really went anywhere, because I was like, I need to focus on me. And
I had that. Yep.
And that's fine. You have to know you, and you have to recognize in yourself like what you want. And I honestly am so thankful for those times, because I really like came into myself in college, I think, through all that, where some people would say it's the opposite that brings them into themselves, but like, whatever. So I felt really connected with this person, because we started off as friends. And I've always said that to my mom. I was like, Mom, I want whoever I date to like be my friend first, because I need to be like connected with them emotionally.
Yeah.
Is that weird? I guess you kind of feel that way
no.
too.
I agree completely. Maybe I haven't always been like friends. Like, I've probably been attracted first, but yeah, you need to like, you can't just date right away. No.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, this was like a really long-term thing. And I mean, there was like, it was really high highs, low lows. That's the best way that I could say it. You know, the best weekends were the weekends when I would text Danielle and be like, holy crap.
I know.
This kid,
like, this happened. This
happened. Kid wants to meet you. Like, we.
This kid. Yes. That is how you would say it too. You always, whenever Brooke refers to any guy, it could be someone she likes. It could be her manager.
It could.
So it's like, this guy.
I
and
do
I'm like,
that.
You need to specify.
I know. I do that. I say Zach is my manager, and I say, oh, like my guy. I don't know why I say that.
I have no idea.
But then I also say that about like people I'm talking to. I'm like, oh yeah, this kid I'm talking to. I don't know why I do that. That's so weird.
It's casual. It's cool.
It's casual. So whatever. There, you know, high highs, low lows. It's just, this is like the actual like mess. Like, there's just people in the world like this that are so, they don't realize, I guess, the worth of their words. And it was like one of those situations where he would tell me things that I took very seriously, obviously, when it's, you know, things like, Brooke, I know you love to travel. I want to travel with you. That's like a heavy sentiment to tell someone. Like, that's
if you tell me that, like, I'm falling in love with you on this spot.
Yeah,
so.
I know. Like, don't tell me things like that and dump all of your personal baggage. Like, I would never expose that, because that is like, I'm not in business. I shared very personal things from my life, you know, things that I have never shared with people before, that I was, you know, deep insecurities, things like that. And then he shared things. So I was like, wow, I feel really like emotionally connected and like invested in this person. And there was just like a million basically red flags along the way. Basically,
there were a lot.
There were. Ended things like Christmas time, I think. I don't really need to like dive into like the crazy reasons and stuff. Oh my gosh. I didn't even talk about the drama or the people like calling me out of the blue that were like, Brooke, I heard that he hooked up with someone else. Like, I just wanted to let you know. And then like, I called him out on it and he was like, that is the most preposterous thing I've ever
made Brooke feel like she was crazy.
I know,
and it was so rude.
I did
she
feel
was like,
actually
I'm just getting the info. You were just the messenger.
I actually did feel insane. Like, he actually made me feel like I was crazy. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm listening to these other people. Like, holy crap. And that's when you know, like, when everyone else is telling you along the way, like, when all of my other friends were like, Brooke, like, maybe think about this. And then he's the one over here, like, they're all crazy, Brooke. Like, I like you. You know what I mean? And I'm like, or there was one, I didn't even say this to you. I think it was like one time that he was like, I think you might be too insecure to make this work. That was one line. I can't.
Wait, insecure to or insecure?
Insecure to make this work. Like, I was too insecure with him to make it work. Like, I was like,
no, you were fine. And then people would just keep sending you stuff. And you're like, well, what do I do?
This just, like, messed up my, like, vulnerability for, like, a few months here, you guys. That's why, like, I have to share the story because it's just, like...
Yeah, I'm glad you are.
And when people... When your friends and people in your personal life come to you and tell you something about someone, I know it's so easy to be like, they don't want the best for me. Like, oh, my God, they're being so annoying. Or, like, they don't know our relationship. Like, they probably do. So, like, maybe, like, listen to them.
Yeah, especially if, like... Yeah, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Sure. You know what I'm saying. Yeah. And then basically, like, it all kind of ended with, we ended things in Christmas. Obviously, I saw him again because I'm a freaking idiot. But then I
got lunch. Brooke's like, Brooke texts and she goes, I'm just going to get lunch. And I go, oh, yeah? You're just going to get lunch. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what to say at that point. I was like,
I'm literally such an idiot.
You really did just get lunch, though, I think, right?
We, like, hung out at his house for a little bit, and then, like...
But no, no sketchy.
And then he told me that he missed me. I was like, are you serious right now? Okay.
It's hard. It's a hard place to be in.
But then I found out that then my other, like, my female best friend in Boston had hooked up with him that week and didn't tell me. Someone else texted me. So that was really fun to go through.
That was, yeah... I remember because Brooke and I were about to record an episode and then she found that out and we had to reschedule simply.
Oh, no, we did it the same night. I pushed through.
Well,
yeah. We did. Sorry.
Wait a second. We did the first half that night and then we did the second half.
Oh, yeah, we did. So sorry. My bad.
But you did push through. Yes.
That was like the first time that I ever really like had one of those realizations because I feel like everyone in their life has a realization like, wow, men are trash. But that was the first time like for me because I didn't really have like crazy – like I've had hookups and stuff, but I was just like, wow, men are trash, aha. But that was the first time that I was like, oh my gosh. So the fact that a person could be so close to me and like say these things to me and then behave in this way, like I was just so shocked and I genuinely felt for several months, I guess, after all of that, that – I was like, I just felt so low about myself and I felt so worthless, which is so, isn't that so crazy? Like, I didn't even realize that I was putting so much worth in that and that whole situation and just like, and I wasn't, but then it's like, I sit back and I realize I'm like, wow, if someone could treat me like this, how could I treat myself well? Which is like so messed up to think. That is so messed up.
You had to have the experience though to kind of understand it and be able to help others, to give advice, to be able to relate. Like I know that sounds really bad, but it
and to learn myself because then I meet someone who actually texts me back and I'm like, whoa, why are you texting me good morning? Like, are you?
Yeah.
Like, did someone take your phone? Like,
yeah. Who is this? And it's crazy. Like, those actually exist out there. Yeah, it's kind of wild.
That's what I'm saying. There's actually like kind people out there in the world and. Yeah, it was just like a really tough experience for me to go through, I think. And that's part of adulting where you have experiences where you never think that people would do you wrong like that. And it makes me feel so nervous to like open myself up to the next person because I'm like, oh my gosh, are they just going to do me dirty like this again? Which is, that's why I kind of wanted to talk about vulnerability because I think it's something we all struggle with in our 20s in a way. I think you said you struggle with it like online, like in a form like this. Mm-hmm. I struggle with it with like people one-on-one because I'm like I don't want to give them the information that they can then like use against me someday. It's so messed up. Oh my god.
Yeah, no, it's completely fair. It's terrifying. You might trust a little bit faster than other people do or whatever it may be. Or
yeah,
it's just scary.
I have a funny story with all this though. It ends with a really funny story.
Oh my god, what?
I told you this already. Mariah's gonna kill me.
Oh my god.
So then I'm texting with I'm on FaceTime with Mariah one day and somehow the topic of this guy comes up. Mariah met this guy. Like he came to my Halloween party. Like we're all really good pals. We spent the whole weekend with this guy and Mariah was like, oh my God, I really like him, Brooke. Like, and she told me, she's like, Brooke, he really likes you. Like he pulled Mariah aside and was like, I like Brooke. Like I want your advice. Like all this stuff, like whatever. Obviously Halloween was a long time ago. So I don't mean it like that.
No, I remember that because that's when I was like, oh, well, like if he said that to Mariah, like I trust her. Like,
yeah.
I don't
know. Her judgment. Like, oh, yeah.
So crazy. Yeah.
And I'm not even trying to, whatever. That's like not even a piece of the story.
It's not Mariah's fault.
Some reason, Mariah had his number and she was going to send me, we unfollowed each other. I don't think we have each other blocked. We're unfollowed.
Oh my God, this.
You have to unfollow or mute or something though because I was like looking too often to admit and I can't even believe I'm admitting this. But like, obviously you look. Like,
oh my God, yeah, you have to check in.
Yeah. Like, totally I fair. Know that they're checking in on me, the girl, too. Like, I know that she's looking. Like, hi.
Oh, 100%.
But she's yeah, also hiding from me, though. So that's a side piece of the story. But that's fine. Anyways. Yeah. So I sent... No, so I was talking to Mariah. I was like, what is he like? Somehow he came up and she was like, oh my God, Brooke, he had posted an Instagram picture of me, him, and Mariah. And she was like, oh my God, he deleted it. He deleted like all of his pictures. This is so weird. And I was like, no way. And she took a screenshot of it and meant to send it to me and she sent it to him.
That is crazy because she literally had to like put his name in.
I know. And then
but I've done that before. Yeah, that's bad.
She was like talking to me though at the same time and she was like getting ready for something at once. She was like, Brooke, I can't do this right now. Like, I'm busy. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, it's fine. You know what I mean? And then so she sent it.
Because you're thinking about that name.
Exactly. So exactly. So she sent it to him and then he's like, what? And then he's like, why did you send that to me? And then like she replied and was like, you deleted the pic of us. And he was like, I know you're sending that to Brooke. Like, blah, blah, blah,
blah. That was like that was like a month ago.
It was funny. I laugh. Good. It's actually funny.
I cackle.
It's funny to laugh about now because I'm like, that's just so whatever. Random stuff happens. Mariah's going to hate me for sharing that. I doubt she's listening. We're like an hour and a half into the podcast now. That wasn't even like that juicy of a story. It just shows how jaded.
No, that happened.
It just shows how jaded I am, though. And I'm 23 now, and I've just learned that like there's actually, it's only been like a few months since all of this has passed, but I've actually learned, I've gone on a few dating app dates, and like I'm moving forward, and I've learned that there's actually nice guys out there in the world. Like, very nice. Very,
very nice. Very, that aren't douches.
That's what I'm saying. And like, not every guy is going to be your cup of tea. And for some reason, I felt this weird infatuation with this person. Maybe it was because we were like emotionally close, because honestly, he's not that cute. So I don't really know what's wrong with me, but that's like something else that I have to deal with. But it's crazy how blinded you get. You know what I mean? I think that's another thing where you're like, you get so
blind.
Love is blind. And you really do, though, because
it's true.
You've seen it with probably your friends, you guys who are listening. You've seen it with your friends that you're like, wow, this guy treats, or this girl, whoever, whatever it may be, treats my friend like a piece of garbage. But for some reason, she won't break things off with him. It's like, I get it now because I've been there. Like, and you see glimmers of hope in these people and you're like, oh, I'm so connected with them. And I don't know, Danielle, you haven't really gone through that, I guess, and I'm jealous because I feel like you've had positive experiences with men, and I think men are trash, so that's the difference between us. You're like, yeah, men are good.
No, I've had, in my junior year of high school, like I said, junior year of high school is probably my bender, if you will. I don't know.
Yeah.
I had some experiences where I was like, wow, that they didn't treat me that well. But I've kind of just always had this like, well, that was really annoying. But I mean, even in my current relationship, there'll be times where I'm like having a bad day and I haven't really heard from Ryan in a while. He's terrible at his phone. He knows it. He'll say it. Like we talked about on our episode.
Do you genuinely believe that guys can be bad at their phone? Because this is what this guy would tell me. And then I would see the active on Instagram 3 minutes ago. And I'm like, or 4 minutes ago. I'm like,
yes,
dude. But.
Okay. Well, so like when you were with him, would he be on his phone?
Yes. I know. So that's a red flag. Ryan, I know. That's a
When I'm with Ryan, he literally, he hasn't replied to his mother. So that's why I don't get offended, because I'll be sitting with him like, oh, your mother's FaceTiming. And he's like, oh, I'll call her later. And then he forgets. Like,
yeah.
I don't take it offensively because he's literally not responding to his family. However, if I were with him and I'm like, oh my God, you're on your phone all the time, I would be so pissed if when I wasn't with him, he wasn't responding. But I'm with him and he literally is just not on his phone.
Yeah.
And so that's why it's so hard for me, because I'm like, oh, like I'm so annoyed, but also like I know you're really not on your phone. But he's gotten better throughout this quarantine stuff. But no, there's been times where I really haven't heard from him, and then I'll get this like glimmer of hope, like,
totally,
he's responded, and then I'll respond and then he doesn't respond for hours and I'm like, so I do it.
So
know
it's like
the
even in relationships you feel like,
yeah,
that too.
Yeah,
this is,
it's just different.
Oh my gosh,
like, this more security
does not make me want to be in a relationship.
No, but that's just like, you know, every now and then.
I know, I know. But you know I'm a big, big communicator.
I'm big. Brooke just looked me in the eye to the camera.
Because Danielle knows, it's like, I want memes sent, Snapchats exchange.
She
finds
those
ones. Send me songs. Send me TikToks. Send me old YouTube videos. Like, literally.
Brooke likes to be sent.
I love it. I want content in the, because otherwise, especially,
she loves content,
especially in quarantine, the conversations are just so dry, you know, it's like,
yeah. But Danielle, you have to talk about things.
It's crazy though, because I feel like Danielle's such a big communicator with everybody else in her life.
Like, oh, I am. Why do you think this is so hard for Ryan? No, it's like he knows it. That's why it's been the biggest challenge for me, because I've had to learn, like, I'm on my phone all the time and my boyfriend is just an in the moment guy, which is why I love him and why I love being around him, because he's so like, let's just enjoy the moment. Let's enjoy who we are with right now. But and then he's so good about FaceTiming me every night, like whatever.
Yeah.
But it's so hard for me because, like, I mean, my – yeah, like my last relationship, not to compare, but like,
you obviously do though. Like how could you not compare? I mean, you've been in two major relationships in your life. It's easy to be like, you know, in my
it was just what I was used to.
Yeah, of course. Exactly. Yeah.
But no, it is very funny. Like some of, and the reason I don't take offense is because one of his best friends, I probably like, I don't talk to more, but like is way more better at social media. And like, he even was like, yeah, like Ryan sucks at it. Like he knows, like,
yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, like he doesn't respond to you either. Like I'm not offended. So it's like that. Like, I know it's okay. There's just times where I have to give him a little nudge and be like, hey, like, you know, like check in every now and then.
Yeah, totally.
You know?
But it's not because he doesn't. That's actually like a good one then. Cause this kid was like, I'm not
very rare, phone. Very rare.
And then like,
no, yeah.
Would send me like 3 memes in a day and be like, no, I sent you 3 memes. Like, I was like,
I'm good. Yeah. I did my deed for the day. Yeah. I sent you 3 memes. No, I know. And that, I think when you and I would talk, I'd be like, oh yeah, Ryan's bad at his phone too. But at the time we didn't realize it was the same. It wasn't the same issue.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Be like, oh yeah, guys are just bad at their phone. But there are some guys that are literally on their phone all the time. So
there are.
Difference.
Yeah, yeah. It's not fair to generalize, I guess, as a type, because yeah, some people, especially now in quarantine, if they're not texting you, I've seen all those memes. If they're not texting you back in quarantine, they really don't want to talk to you. And it's so true.
That's so true.
It is so true.
No, literally, if they say like, sorry, I've been doing nothing all day, I'll be like, I'm offended.
Like, tell me something. Okay. How do you feel about then? We got a lot of those questions, like about just quarantine in general. How do you feel about quarantine dates, Danielle? Because this is going on for longer than we expected. I thought that it was only going to be a few weeks, and I was like, quarantine dates. I know people who are texting me that they're going on their first Zoom date in quarantine. Like send link, like let's chat.
Oh my God,
I know multiple people now. I know two girls now that have done this.
That is so cute. Well, I know the dating apps are popping right now, and I think Tinder is that they just opened it up where you can like, just like go on any, like any country, any city, any state.
Oh wow.
I've been going on Ship a lot, matching for you.
No,
so. but no, it's been like, I think, yeah, I believe it. I think it's funny. I think it's cool. I think it is, like you were saying earlier, it's a great time to get to know someone. Like literally there can't be anything physical.
I feel related. That. I feel that for us emotional heavy people, it's crucial. A great time to start a friendship, if anything.
No, truly, it's a fun time to have someone to talk to and send memes to and FaceTime for hours and play Animal Crossing.
Oh, Danielle, who are you talking about?
Literally no one, just generalizing.
Oh my God. Sip string. Okay.
Guys, oh my God, literally the other night I was on Instagram Live and everyone was like, oh, Brooke should come on. And I was like, I think she's on FaceTime right now. I didn't know if you actually were. And I was like, I think she's on FaceTime right now. And everyone's like, oh, is it with the guy from Greece? And I just instantly started laughing. That's not a thing.
No,
like, that's just a funny story.
No, that's not a thing. Yeah, it's so funny because like I feel like I share snippets of information. I'll be like, oh, I was with the boy. And people are like, oh, my God, I know.
And then you're like, pull back.
I know everything. And you know what I mean? And it's so – I think that for single YouTubers or single like influencers in general, like it's fun. It's fun as a viewer to like listen and like wonder. I totally get that. Like there is an element of like funness to it. You know what I mean? To like try to put together the puzzle.
But it's scary. Like, I've been listening to Call Her Daddy because, you know, I just...
Honestly, same. And yeah, it's a great quarantine.
Yeah, and Alex and... Why am I forgetting the other
Sophia.
Name? Sophia. Sophia's been dating Suitman or whatever, and there's been a couple times where he's been like, I don't really want to be exposed like that, and that's scary. And it's like, oh, I don't want to, like, talk about something and, like, get, like, let down, whatever, but we do like to talk about it.
I do like to talk about it, too, but I also have to think about it, like, I addressed this a little bit on my live today. just about people are like, are you dating right now? And it's like, and I want to share everything. I've even talked to Danielle about this. I'm like, I want to share every little detail of my life. Like
sleepover. Woo.
Yeah. But when I've had things go wrong in my life because I've overshared specifically on Twitter, usually, I've gotten in trouble how many times now from my Twitter, Danielle? Because this
from two different boys. Yeah.
Yeah. Because it was this, it was this other kid, the one that I just told you guys the story about. I tweeted like men are trash one time and he like sent it to me and he was like, guess this is about me or something.
Brooke is the biggest subtweeter I know, like, honestly.
And then another guy I tweeted about
that was bad, I will say.
That was bad because it was just really bad timing, but it ended up working out with the other guy. It worked out so well in my favor. So well.
Basically, she tweeted about another guy while she was talking to another guy, and then she ended up talking to the other guy. So
that was it. Essentially, yeah. It was like, God. It was literally this time last year. So I don't know if anybody wants to go dig back. That's a long journey. I don't think you have to. But yeah, it was just, I just go off on Twitter. I feel like such an open book. And then I like scroll through my likes and I see like family, friends and stuff in my likes. And I'm like, oh my God. Like I want to.
Twitter?
I'm like, I want to die. Like my parents' realtor, the guy who like sells our house, like follows me on Twitter. I'm like, Can we not? Like, can you unfollow? He told me, he came up to me at my mom's birthday party and was like, Brooke, I love the tweets. And I was like, Oh my God.
I would have passed out.
I was like, oh my God, really? I didn't know you like actively follow me. He's like, I know you love The Bachelor. Like, I was like,
yeah. Oh no, you must know a lot more then, sir.
Oh my gosh. I just thought it was so funny. Isn't that funny?
Wow.
It just shows you, that just shows though, like, the exposedness though, because like I want to say everything on this podcast because I feel like you guys are genuinely my best friends, but it's like,
yeah,
maybe Sally down the street is listening to this podcast and gonna like be like, don't be friends with the Michio girl, like, you know.
It's scary. It's like 9 times out of 10 you're gonna be fine for sharing and saying what you are, but it's just so scary that it's gonna get back to someone or it's gonna offend someone or say something the wrong way. There's been many times I said something that I didn't mean,
feel that
in a way, and then people took it the wrong way. It's scary. So that's why I think
it's all choice of words.
Just take it easier on us, and we'll, here, let's make a deal. If y'all take it easier on us, we'll say more.
I like a compromise.
I like it. I love it. A compromise. Just don't judge us and don't attack us as much, and we'll share more with you. But if you want to attack us, then we're just gonna like refrain, and we're gonna,
I know,
we were too vulnerable. We're being vulnerable right now.
We are actually. My dad said this best, as Howard Stern says on his podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's him. He has so many hours of content. He's been doing podcasting since like the 80s. So he's he's bound to say something in the wrong way that's going to offend someone, or that's just offensive in general in those hours of talking. You know what I mean? And it's not that he genuinely means it, but it's just, we record so much of our life and put it up there that there's going to be something that's not going to please everybody, you know? And like that might hurt someone's feelings or whatever. And we never mean it. You know, Danielle and I, you guys know our hearts, like, not to be like cheesy and stuff. Like, you know us.
Mm-hmm. So I love that. So true. Go off, sis.
Yeah. As I get older, I've decided, like, I do want to take on, like, the big sis role on, like, social media. Because I
like it.
Yeah. I feel like you, too, because we're both the older siblings.
Yeah.
So it's like, if we could provide anything that could help other people. And, like, I've never... still never been in a serious relationship, we get it, but I feel like I still have a lot of life experiences that I could like tell people and be like, hey, don't do this or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That could help.
Yeah. No, I literally last night I was talking to a friend until very late, and she was going through something that I'd gone through, and I was like, you know, I don't know if you want to hear this from me or not, but I'm going to say this to you, because if I heard this when this was happening to me, it would have made everything a lot easier. And so I just kind of told her.
Wow, really?
Yeah. It was just like, just things about like guys and stuff. And I was like, if someone would have told me this, like it would have just been a lot easier, and no one did. And it was kind of like something she needed to hear, it was a little kick in the booty, but she needed it. She texted me and she's like, wow, like things are better. So it's just kind of. Yeah. If you can share your experiences in the right way, it can really help people. And that's what we're trying to do.
I feel that. Is there anything else you have on your list, Danielle? I had here, I put that Danielle and I get drunk when no one else does. Do you want to touch on that? We're both laughing.
Yeah, recently we were in New York in December with all of our friends. There was like one night we all went to dinner, and Brooke and I just had this like vision. We were like, we're just going to get drunk. So I kept getting the Moscow Mule. She kept getting the dirty martinis. And before you know it, Brooke and I were just laughing at the stupidest stuff.
The stupidest. Danielle and I are the fun gals. Not that you have to drink to be fun or whatever, because I don't think you have to at all. And there's many times that Danielle and I are like, we're staying sober, like sober sisters. Yeah, but
we can be grandmas.
But we're always the fun ones, even if it's sober. Like, you think? I feel like we are, like, I've seen those TikToks.
I would say you're the fun one, yeah.
Oh my gosh. No, I've seen those TikToks. No, but it's like when no one understands your sense of humor or something. Like,
oh yeah, when we're together, oh, watch out. Like, no, like when all of our friends will get together, like Brooke and I definitely are on our BS. Oh, well,
we're on our game. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And like everyone knows that we're going to like be stupid
and Brooke
funny.
It's Brooke and Danny weekend.
Oh yeah, like that needs to, as soon as all this chills,
yeah,
the heck out,
I know, like, I watched your video when you said Vegas and I'm like
RIP,
and we have to reschedule Atlanta obviously because we have to figure that out.
Yeah, so many things.
GOTG live.
Oh, one last thing that a lot of people asked about is when Ryan comes to visit, where does he sleep?
Oh, no, I think that honestly, I think, okay, because I asked Danielle so many of these questions because, like I said, I've never been in a relationship, so I find it so interesting. I even said to Danielle, I was like, Danielle, are you close with his family? What do you talk about with his family? Like, it's like weird, like little details like that that I just, I feel like people are curious because it's just, I'm not even near being in a relationship with someone. I don't even mean it like that, but it's just like a source of curiosity for me, and I'm like, wow, if I was in a situation, like, I wonder if I would be close with my boyfriend's parents. Like, I take it away.
Yeah. Wow, so many questions.
No, start with the sleeping in the house one, I guess.
So, like, I think the first time we slept at each other's house, I want to say I slept at his house, but actually I think he slept here and he slept in the guest room. That's just how we do it. Did I fall asleep while we were watching a movie? Maybe. But no, yeah.
But
no,
you like sleep in your respective rooms though, like when you're like,
yeah, his
out
stuff
for the count.
Is in the guest room.
Yeah.
Yes. And the same when I go to his house, my stuff, I sleep in the guest room. Yes. And that's just how it's just respectful. It's just what we want to do.
Totally.
It's what the parents want.
And
obviously,
you, if they have a guest room, that makes sense.
Yeah. And it's nice. Like, I want to like have an area where I can put all my stuff. I don't want to be in his room. Like, that's weird. So that's that. I mean, have we traveled together? Yes, we went to Austin, Texas. We only had one hotel room. So, like, I mean, it's like kind of like a balance. I love his family so much. His sister's a freshman in college. She's so awesome. I love her. We talk all the time. I don't know. Cause so I always nice. Like, there's certain things that I wish I did freshman year that, like, I'm kind of like trying to help her out. Like, totally. I'm like, hey, like, go to this or don't do that or whatever. And yeah, I'll text his mom every now and then. Like, she told me to read this book, so I've been reading Where the Crawdads Sing, that was fully because of her. Or like, we'll text every now and checking in. Like, she posts me on her Facebook, whatever. And like, my family's just a lot, obviously. So he's really close to my brother, as you guys know. They love to fish.
So nice.
And yeah, we're all, the weird thing is though, our parents have never met and I'm dying.
Really?
Yeah. And I really want that to happen. And I'll always say something. Everyone's like, oh yeah, maybe. But I'm like, no, like,
how are you going to arrange that? Yeah.
Like Freddie and his sister have met.
Oh, really?
Not. Yeah. I mean, he lives in Georgia. So in November, my whole family is coming up for the Georgia Tech against Georgia game. Mm. It's like the Saturday after Thanksgiving. Like, my grandparents and everything. And I was like, Ryan, like, you should bring your parents. So we'll see what happens because they usually go to that game. I don't know. I know that sounds intense, but I feel like it's very normal.
No, that makes sense.
Mom
meets
your mom. Like,
yeah.
Just, like
parents weekend in college.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, so, but that hasn't happened yet.
That makes sense. Yeah. I always am. Isn't that so weird? Let me know if you guys are single and you relate to that, like always being curious about like the dynamic of other people's like family relationships and stuff, because I have had some friends that they go to their significant other's house and like lay on the couch like it's their own. They're getting snacks out of the cabinet. And I'm like,
oh, I'm not there.
Yeah.
No. I'm very like, hi, Mrs. Hicks. Like,
yeah.
It's not, yeah.
I think it's also like, it's situational too, you know what I mean?
Very,
it's,
like it's, how they set the precedent.
How they set the precedent, and also how confident as a person you are, you know? I feel like you've never been a person to be overly comfortable somewhere. Like, you're always,
no,
you're very respectful.
I'm very proper.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
we gotta feel it out first. No,
totally.
Sure. That's a good thing to say, though. Some people are super, like, I feel like Gretchen's very comfortable. She's, like, staying at Max's house for, like, a month.
I know.
She's, like, chilling.
Yeah, she is. I was thinking about that dynamic as well, because I was, like, not even in a good or bad way, but I was just like, I wonder what that's like.
Yeah, no, for sure, I would agree. It just like all kind of develops. It depends on what age you are, what year you are in
school.
True,
like, that's true. Yeah,
if you grew up together, there's so many things that go into that, but it's definitely important. I'm big into like knowing the fam because it definitely defines who they are as a person.
Yeah. Do you believe in, you believe in living together before marriage, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a requirement for me.
Okay, same. I wasn't sure.
But I, no, I have some friends that, like, one of my friend's older sisters, like, moved in with her, like, fiance before they actually got married, and the parents were very upset.
Wow.
Like, but what if you have issues during that time?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you need to work those things out.
That's what, well, I just talked about to my, you? I literally just talked to my parents about this, and my dad was like, oh no, you have to live with him before, because if it doesn't work out, like, you need an easy out. Like, divorce is messy. And I was like, oh shoot, you're right. Like,
it's so true.
Yeah.
It's not that divorce is, like, what you want, but it's just, you gotta make sure all this Gucci.
Yeah. Well, it's like, if it could be, if it's a problem that has to deal with coexisting and not even, like, other issues, it's like, then you gotta nix that before.
Yeah. Like, do they leave the toilet seat all the up all the time, and it pisses you off? Like, you gotta work that up.
You know, no, what I mean? But seriously, or what if, yeah, or what if you just don't coexist well? Like, I don't know.
Or if they're really lazy and you didn't realize, or they're messy. Like, you don't know.
Oh my gosh.
Scary.
I want to learn more about people,
relationships, communication.
It really is scary as I get older. I'm like, I can't believe I'm 23, you guys.
23 as of today.
I decided my caption for my Instagram pic. I don't know if it's up yet. I don't know what I'm even taking this picture of. It's gonna be, waitress ask how many bottles, I said 23.
Is that a lyric?
Yeah, you know the song, J's on my feet.
The song. Yeah. I love that song. In the club. Hi, I'm Perk.
Yeah. There's also another one, apparently. I don't know the song, but it's No One Likes You When You're 23. Yeah. Which I was like, that's deep. That's like, what? Chaotic Neutral.
Chaotic Neutral. Oh, that was last week.
Wait, chaotic, I'm looking neutral. It up. No One Likes You When You're 23. Blink 182. What's My Age Again? I don't listen to Blink 182. Popular. They are popular. I don't listen. I'll listen to it after this. This was a long one.
This episode? Yeah, this was long. I feel like we have to pee again.
I'm so shocked. I feel like we talked about things that are truly around the board. I don't know. I mean, I'm comfortable with you guys obviously talking about, like, dating and stuff. I think it would be interesting maybe to do an episode on dating apps or something. Maybe, like, if when it comes down to it, I could do a solo on that, because I think that could be cool.
I have zero. I genuinely have zero experience, so you should.
No, sure, yeah. Though. I didn't use any in college, obviously. I think that's, like, a not that you can't use also in college, true. But it's, like, more of a post-grad thing.
It's, like, a city thing. If you live in a city, big city, and you really don't know anyone, like, I think it's completely normal. I would if I was post-grad.
Oh, my gosh. I've met such normal people on them, too, that I'm like, why are you on this? Like, you're too normal. But, like, I'm normal.
But you're on it.
I'd like to think I'm normal. And everyone you know uses them, too. So I think it would be interesting to do a separate one on that if you guys want to hear, like, tips. Not even tips. But, like, it's so anxiety-inducing. Like, every time before I go on a date, I call Danielle freaking out or Snapchat or something. And I'm like, I don't want to go. But I'm forcing myself to for the content.
I'm so proud of you for doing that.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, it sometimes sucks, but other times, like, a great thing comes out of it.
That's what you have to know, that in, like, something great could come out of it. You know what I mean? Because I don't think there's any motivation to just keep going if you think that it's just going to be, like, shit again.
Definitely. I would agree.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Chuck.
Oh my God, when I visited you in Boston, that's what I always said.
That's literally Chuck. Always said.
Stop.
Oh my God, we're actually out of control.
This episode was so good, dude.
I think so too. I feel like I feel like
we hit the topic.
Yeah, I'm happy that you broke out of your shell, Danielle.
Yeah, are you guys proud? I, like, really went off on this, so please expose me. Let's just leave it on the pod. Like, please don't take this anywhere else, you guys. Let's just leave it for all.
I know. I was gonna ask, like, there was questions about, like, more YouTube-y stuff, and I was like, we talk about freaking YouTube all the time. Like, let's save it for the juice.
Save it for the juice. Yeah, I love it. Well, we love you guys. Happy birthday, Brooke.
Thank you. 23 is not an important birthday, but, like, it's still a birthday.
I like the number. No, it's still a birthday, and it's still exciting, and we're gonna celebrate you. Shop the merch.
Yeah.
shop.podcast1.com/gals.
I'm about to throw on my cozy hoodie. Might do a little FaceTime. I don't know.
Oh, feeling it. I definitely am going to, hopefully. We'll see if he answers.
All right, we love you guys so much, and we'll talk to you all next Wednesday with a brand new episode. Bye, guys.
Bye. Happy Earth Month, you guys. I love that I can shop sustainably at Macy's. I actually really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. So, you guys want to join in on the fun? You can join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. You can donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. I think this is such a cool idea, like turning old schoolyards into green spaces. That's so exciting. I feel like more and more we're needing to go outside, so this is perfect, and I love Macy's for that.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.